This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fryer drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fryer drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fryer drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fryer drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at the Redskin Stadium on the campus of Fort Loramie High School, and it's a sultry September night.
It is.
Temperature's got to be pushing 80 still, slight touch of humidity in the air, virtually no clouds in the sky, not one bit of a chance of rain as the drought continues. Perfect evening for high school football once more. We've had a slew of them already this fall here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Redskins 2-3 in the campaign against Division II Oxford Talawanda, 1-4. Of course, the Redskins are Division 7, and Fort Loramie coming into this game tonight was situated 14th in OHSAA Division 7, Region 28. Oxford Talawanda, as I mentioned, a one victory that came last week over Dayton Carroll. High-powered triumph, 37-21 for the Brave. A Talawanda 15th in OHSAA Division 2, Region 8. Chuck, the last time Fort Loramie played a Division II program was 2 years ago against Sydney, and Fort Loramie won it 24-14 en route to coming from way down the ladder, 18th, 19th, somewhere thereabouts in the computer rankings after 6 or 7 weeks, to get into the top 8 and secure a home bid. Of course, it needed Fort Loramie to win in Week 10 over Lima Central Catholic on the road. But Sidney, 2 years ago, was a Division II club like right. the Brave of Talawanda here tonight. So maybe Fort Laramie can do it again.
Well, they need to. I mean, I think they'll probably be a better football team than Talawanda. I don't think divisions totally mean that much anymore.
Right.
Until you get into the big Division I, especially the parochial schools. But this is a big game for Laramie tonight. They need, I think they're going to get in the playoffs for sure.
Yes.
But it would be nice for them to get on some kind of a roll right now and start getting an identity. Ran the ball, I think, too much against Meadowdale, but you got to do what they're giving you. But it still scares me a little bit that Max Stoll was not real accurate throwing the football.
Fort Laramie with 2 wins. One came last week, as Chuck alluded, 42-6 over Meadowdale. The other win, Week 3, over winless Covington, 48-0. 2 weeks ago, we were in Gahanna and covered the Fort Laramie game on the road against Columbus Academy. Redskins just about matched Columbus Academy in terms of stats, but made too many mistakes, did Fort Laramie, and Columbus Academy won that game 28-12. Talawanda, under first-year head coach Andy Stuckert, lost its first four, 28-0 to Monroe, 49-0 to Bishop Fenwick, 28-7 to Eaton, 51-7 to Edgewood, and walloped Archbishop Carroll last week by 16 points. Coach Stuckert inherited a very young team. In fact, when you look at his starting 22 players, I think a dozen of them, Chuck, 12 of the 22 are sophomores and freshmen, 9 or 10 softs among the starting 22 for Talawanda.
Well, and that's nice for you. It's a learning experience. They're going to, it's kind of the same thing we saw with Milton Union. They graduated a tremendous class, and you could see that they were building these young kids up to be what they need to be. And that's what Talawanda can do with this group of youngsters. You know, you got to keep their head in it. You got to keep them excited. And you got to tell them that, you know, the record will come. Just keep playing.
Earlier in the week, I had two very peppy interviews with the two head coaches, Spencer Wells of Fort Laramie and Andy Stuckert of Talawanda. And we will get to those shortly here in our pregame segment. Max Maurer ran for 139 last week for Fort Laramie, one touchdown, 13 carries. Will Holland, 110 on the ground, 3 TDs, 16 carries. As Chuck alluded, the quarterback Maurer was 7 for 18 throwing, not as sharp as he'd like to be. Did complete balls for 82 yards, 1 TD, 1 pick. Talawanda is faced by quarterback Cale Leach, and you will hear Coach Wells of Fort Laramie note in just a few minutes that he thinks Talawanda and Leach may very well have the best all-around athlete on the field in this game tonight.
Wow.
He's rushed for 400 on the year, and he's completed 60% of his throws, 2 TDs, 3 picks on the campaign. Lance Cantrell, Will Reedy, the top running backs, Demetrius Morris-Williams, and Kemper McAfee, the top receivers. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Head coaches are next. Interviews with Spencer Wells and Andy Stuckert here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. Sun setting to the west, still blinding us a little bit. Numbers may be hard to read first quarter of the game, Chuck.
Yeah, I think Talawanda will be easy to read because it's white jerseys and black or blue letters, black letters. Either way, it's readable. Loramie wearing black tonight, but they're wearing red letters, and they're a little harder to see, but we're on radio. We'll just make it up till we can see.
Hey, from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. And Fort Loramie must continue to get a good push from its offensive line and be effective on the ground, increase its passing percentage through the air, limit the big plays from Talawanda, which will want to feature its QB, Kale Leach. He is very, very good. Key building components for these two teams here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can offer you storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Well, Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie in his sixth year, very pleased with the blowout win of Meadowdale last week. Of course, the headline of the last several days in Fort Loramie athletics is the fact that the Redskins will officially make the move next fall to the Northwest Conference in football. I spoke with Coach Wells this past Monday morning.
We head into week six. You got Talawanda coming up, but the big news of the week, Fort Loramie is a football member of the Northwest Conference next season in 2024.
Yeah, how about that? You know, we it's been an interesting process. You know, really everything was kind of stalled for a minute there while Delta St. John's made up their mind if they were going to stay in the MAC or leave for the NWC. And then when they chose to stay, it was, you know, hey, hopefully we can get into the NWC. And, yeah, thankfully it broke our way. You know, we've got two schools joining the conference now with both us and LCC. So I think adding those two schools, we've been playing LCC for a few years now. You know, they've got a great tradition. They're really good year in and year out. And we join a league with a lot of traditions. So I grew up by all those schools. And Delphus, I mean, the NWC, they're all around from where I'm from. So I'm really familiar with those schools, and it'll be fun to compete against them.
We spoke to you a few weeks ago in advance of the game against Columbus Academy. A quick recap of that contest, statistically very even. You lost on the scoreboard 28-12. Game was closer than that. And then you romped past Meadowdale 42-0 last Friday and got your JVs on the field much of the second half.
Yeah, you know, starting with Columbus Academy, that's by far the best football that we played all year. You know, we competed at the level that we expect to in our football program. And that was, it was a blast to watch, you know, and that game ended up 28-12, but it was really, like you said, we both had right around 300 yards of offense. We had 15 first downs. They had 17. We each had one turnover. You know, it was tied at the half. It was really a game that we feel could have went either way. And we watched the film on it and pointed out about 10 plays that really, we think, decided the outcome. You know, it's never one play, but there were 10 or so critical plays that if they break our way, if we're able to make those plays, I think it's a different outcome. So that, and that's a team that's going to go 10-0 and have a lot of success in Division 5 this year. So we're not really one for moral victories, but anytime you compete as hard as we did, you can feel good about that. That was fun to watch our guys really lay it on the line.
Hey, how about Maxwell Maurer and Will Holland running the football against Meadowdale?
Yes, no, hey, that was awesome. We need that. You know, we need two weapons back there running the football. That's clearly the route that we've gone this year. You know, last year we were a passing team. We went all in on that, and this year we're a running team, and we're going all in on that. So do we have to have wrinkles off of it to protect our run game? Absolutely, but it starts with Will. You know, he's been a dynamic back for us, and we've been able to get the ball to him as a receiver as well. We've thrown perimeter screens to him to try to get him out in space, but he's run the ball really, really well, and last week was no different. I think he had 110 yards with three scores, and then really getting Maxwell going. You know, we changed the run game a little bit. We tagged it a little bit so that there's some more reads and decisions for him to make on whether to hand it off to Will or keep it off the edge, and he made some great decisions. You know, there were times that if we wouldn't have tagged it, and if he would have just handed it off to Will, it would have got blown up. But him reading a guy and trusting him to make the right decision, it paid off for us, and he's shown that he can do that. So we're excited to grow that part of our offense, and that's going to be critical this week because Talawanda is a load. I mean, they're a really good football team that we got to be ready to rock from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Through 5 weeks, names of a few additional players who have performed quite well for you and are maturing, progressing through the course of this season.
Yeah, you know, I'll start defensively. Brock McCumber's our leading tackler, and he's really stepped up this year into he's our starting boundary linebacker. And, you know, he's been just consistent. You know, he's really been a great leader for us on defense. At the middle linebacker spot, Lewis Hart has kind of taken that over, and he's just a thumper. I mean, he's a gamer. He plays physical. He's going to leave it all on the field. He's a two-way starter now because he's an offensive tackle for us as well, but he's really made a large impact on that side. Will Holland is now a two-way starter. I think all three of those guys at our linebacker spots have really stepped up. We moved Gabe Hart to the defensive line, and he's been a weapon there. You know, he's athletic, and he's got good size, and we've been kind of slanting and moving him up front defensive line-wise, and he made an impact last week. Calder Bergman on the defensive line, he's the other tackle with him. I think he's played really, really good football. Ty Kemper at DN, and I'm glad I'm talking about the defense this much because I'm telling you, that unit is really starting to gel. Ty Kemper at defensive end has just been a really, really good in the run game. You know, he's been really making things spill, not get north right away. They has to go east-west when you run at Ty, which is what we want. And so, I think that defensively I'm really excited about how they're gelling together. And offensively, we've just been really focusing on, you know, how can we get creative in the run game.
Spencer Wells, sixth-year head coach at Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and the Talawanda Brave, a Division II program. This is your first ever meeting with Talawanda, probably your last, given the fact you're in the NWC next year. You mentioned to me prior to the interview that Cale Leach, quarterback for Talawanda, might very well be the best, most athletic player on the field in this game tonight against Fort Loramie.
He's a load. Yeah, he is a just all-around athlete. You know, they get creative with their run schemes, too. You know, how can they get him the ball in space, and they do a good job with that. They're good up front. They're big up front. They've got skill at their receiver positions. They're not afraid to take a shot with a deep ball. They hit a few last week against Dayton Carroll. That was a big change in that game. But, yeah, it really all starts with him, and that's got to be the focus for us defensively. We've got to get him before he gets ahead of steam, because once he gets ahead of steam, it's not much fun defensively. So we got to be able to tackle well, pursue the football, prevent the big play, and if we do that, we feel good about our chances.
Words of Spencer Wells, head coach at Fort Loramie, highlighting the keys to success tonight against Talawanda, which is coached by Andy Stuckert. His first year as the head mentor of the program, he's a graduate of Fairfield High School. His initial coaching job was as an assistant football coach at Northwest High School in the Southwestern Ohio Conference, known as the SWOC, the SWOC, which still includes Talawanda, now just three other schools. And I was on the Talawanda campus, a beautiful campus, earlier this week in Oxford, sat down and talked with head coach Andy Stuckert. Talk about your coaching experience at the high school football level. I know you were the head coach at New Miami for 3 years before taking the Talawanda job this season. This is year number one, coaching the Brave.
Yeah, so I started off, I was in the SWAC. My first ever coaching job was the offensive line coach at Northwest High School. And moved from there, I kept, I hitched my wagon to Nate Mahan, who was a great head coach in the SWAC, and he's still coaching out at West Claremont. But I branched off. We did 3 years at Northwest, 3 years at Little Miami, assumed an offensive coordinator role along the way, and then in 2019 was the offensive coordinator at Hamilton High School here in Butler County in the GMC, and then turned that over 1 year, went over to New Miami, and spent the last 3 years there before taking this job. So.
And here in 2023 at Talawanda, you inherited a young, inexperienced club.
We did. You know, they certainly are young, but we're making sure that that's not an excuse. So we're only putting guys in there that we know can get the job done, and guys that we're counting on, not just this year, but in the future. We have a small senior class, not a very large junior class either. So there's some young guys getting some experience for us right now. That's true. But, you know, we put out what we put out there, and we're confident in the guys we're throwing out there, and we're trying to win football games. So regardless of the grade level.
Hey, Cale Leach is a mighty talented quarterback for you.
Cale is definitely very talented. So Cale's transitioning offenses. He's getting into, you know, what Coach Dominic Goodman, he's our offensive coordinator, what he preaches, and he's starting to really understand what we're trying to do offensively, and it's fun to watch him on Friday nights understand that and then, you know, turn it into some big plays. And he's sneaky athletic. We haven't exactly, you know, thrown the ball crazy yet, but I think there's going to be a game where that happens, because he's a great passer too, and we're trying to develop that. And but we're trying to put ourselves in a position to win a game either way, and Cale certainly gives us that option.
Now, your offense in the spread is run first, as you said. You're trying to incorporate more of the passing game into the flow of the offense.
Yeah, we got it. We have a nice mix of running backs. You know, we have a senior named Will Reedy. He's a little bowling ball, and he rushed for I think about 70 yards Friday night. Lance Cantrell is only a sophomore, and he's got a really, really high ceiling. We're excited to see him come through the program to see what he can get done while he's here. But he's coming off a little bit of an injury. We are pretty beat up after Friday night, so we're going to see what we can put out on the field. But those two guys taking the ball from Cale, and we sprinkle in a couple other backs. Braden Glass is one of those guys that will get some carries. But yeah, we run first, but we want to be able to win the game either way. So we've got some talented receivers as well. So if we've got to do that, we've got to do that. But yeah, Cale's where it starts and where it finishes, though.
Andy Stuckert, first-year head coach here at the Talawanda Brave, our guest before tonight's game between Talawanda and Fort Loramie. You alluded to Friday night's game. Hey, win number one over Carroll, you walloped him pretty well.
Yeah, you know, we've been preaching to the kids that at some point we're going to put together a game on offense and defense, four quarters and special teams, and that was Friday night. Outside of a couple plays defensively, a couple mishaps, and then offensively a couple misassignments on some drives, we did play a full game for the first time. And you know, I think that comes with the roster being young. We're pretty inconsistent, but we have a lot of positive momentum going in the program. So we're, you know, anytime we can get a win, we'll take it. And we're hoping that leads to our kids playing a little more confident, not just in games, but during practice, and we can raise the whole level of play here.
And defensively, Talawanda kind of fluctuates back and forth between an even and odd base up front.
We do. A lot of that is just based on we have two really, really good defensive coordinators here. Giannis Daly and Brad Hoblitz will do an unbelievable job. And, you know, based on we're very confident in our box on defense, and based on the style of offense we're going up against on Friday nights, we may change that back and forth. And we have, obviously on film, you can see we've run both, but, yeah, we try and pick whichever gives us the best matchup or the best chance to stop the offense. And we know against Fort Loramie, we're going to have to be creative, because they do a nice job.
And I know, Coach, you're familiar with small school sports. Division 6 and 7 north of I-70, because a few years ago at New Miami, you played Marion Local in the postseason. Tonight's game between you and Fort Loramie might be the last ever game between the two. It is the first. Might be the last ever, because next year Fort Loramie joins the Northwest Conference and won't need a non-conference game in Week 6. But it's an interesting matchup, to say the least, this evening.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's I was telling some other people that when I got the job, our athletic director, Jake Richardson, was telling me that he picked up a school up north called Fort Loramie. I told him I was plenty familiar. I mean, I've seen him on film a million times. And I actually, what's funny is, we had to get pretty creative with our schedule at New Miami a couple years ago, and I actually had to call a favor in from a Fort Loramie alum that I work with in my real job, and we met a team Hilltop out of Toledo, and they came and met us, and we played at Fort Loramie. So I coached a game at Fort Loramie, but just not against Fort Loramie. So okay. We're familiar with the grounds, we're familiar with the team, we're familiar with all that stuff, so we know it's going to be a great challenge.
Oh, a lot of fun visiting with Andy Stuckert at Oxford Talawanda early in the week. Chuck, you take Route 73 out of Middletown through Trenton to Oxford. The first campus you hit, of course, is Miami U in Oxford. Okay. You hang a left right there at the edge of town, 73, tees into the campus, hang a left, go five lights south, and then exploding on the right-hand side, the Talawanda campus. It was gorgeous, widespread. I was impressed, too, with the football stadium. Press box went from the 30 to the 30.
That's nice.
Division II program, yep. Fort Loramie with a win tonight, could gain some computer points. Interestingly, this is independent foe number 6 straight, yep, for Oxford Talawanda, which, as we've noted, is in the Southwest Ohio Conference. The next 3 weeks, Talawanda plays league games against Northwest, Harrison, and Mount Healthy. What's going to happen to the SWAC in the next year or two? Who knows?
Well, the Pac-12's looking for teams, so, I mean, you never know.
Hey, we've got starting lineups upcoming. Talawanda a little late in arriving. Kickoff maybe 7:05 tonight. Could be a bit tardy. Not right precisely at 7, but we've got starters and more for you when we return. High school football tonight, Division 7, Fort Loramie against Division 2, Oxford Talawanda, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Scores, Broadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. At Fort Loramie next week in high school football is right back here at home against Norwalk St. Paul and Independent, which was 2-3 heading into play this weekend. Talawanda is home the next 3 weeks to Northwest Harrison and Mount Healthy. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Again, Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest only on the air tonight. As usual, for Fort Loramie broadcasts, our Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Chuck, I was wrong. It's not going to be a 7:05 or even a 7:10 kickoff. Maybe more like 7:15.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still 10 minutes on the clock, and they still play the national anthem and all that. I mean, in basketball, not so much. In football, you got to let the kids stretch and be ready to go. So it's not their fault they got stuck in traffic, although maybe their planning wasn't great.
It's a long drive, I tell you what, from east of Dayton. I drove to Oxford early this week, and it took me 15, 20 minutes longer than I ever expected.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in Middletown and in Edgewood and near New Miami, I got behind every single school bus they own, every one. Quick look at the starting lineups for this game tonight for Fort Loramie. Maxwell Maurer, the quarterback, Fine Jr. Will Holland, running back, senior. He will double at linebacker. Carter Eilerman, Cole Barhorst, Thomas Hoing, among your wide receivers. Offensive line includes Braden Filling, Lewis Hart, Roger Hoing, Ben Kleinman, and Jason Siegel. Aiden Bolin does the place kicking, Spencer Knopf the punting. For the Talawanda Brave, the quarterback, Cale Leach, 6'1", 185, a junior.
Running backs, Will Reedy, 5'8", 195, a senior, and Lance Cantrell, 5'10", 165, a sophomore. Wide receivers, Demetrius Morris-Williams, 5'9", 155, a soft. Aiden Voorhees, 5'10", 165, a soft. And Braden Douglas, 6'1", 175, and a sophomore. Offensive line, Austin Bucket at left tackle, 5'10", 195, a sophomore. Left guard, Jericho Fletcher, 6'2", 235, a soft. The center, Wyatt Jones, 5'11", 245, a senior. Right guard, Owen King, 6'2", 265, a senior. And right tackle, Landon Coffey, 6'2", 265, a junior. In the starting lineup, Chuck, offensively, defensively, 10 combined sophomores and freshmen, 8 softs, 2 frosh. There are 9 seniors that helped build the foundation here at Talawanda in 2023, but it is a very young school football team from top to bottom.
But they played 5 games. This is their 6th game, so, you know, they've got varsity experience now. You can't lean on that much longer. Now you got to start being a football player.
Yep. Nico Mata, by the way, 5'10", 175, a senior, does the kicking for the Talawanda Brave. Head coach, Andy Stuckert. He is in year number 1, previously coached 3 seasons at New Miami. We'll take a break, return with more. Don't know that we've had the coin toss yet. It's upcoming. Kickoff just around the corner. Gorgeous night for high school football once again here in West Central Ohio. Fort Loramie hosting Oxford Talawanda on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hey, you know, we've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair, make it shine, right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. I like to drop in there, Chuck. No hair to cut. I've only got 11 or 12 strands, but I like to walk into Cutaway and be a cut-up.
That shocks me.
I think we had the coin toss. Fort Loramie Band is about ready to present the national anthem. Fort Loramie will receive the opening kickoff. Is that correct?
I think they won the toss. I couldn't really tell, but they are receiving.
Yeah, that's the M.O. for Fort Loramie. If the Redskins do win the toss, take the ball. Slight wind out of the south. Sun setting beyond the trees and the stands to the west. We face east to west. Fort Loramie home side is the east. No longer sunbathed like it was 45 minutes ago when it was very sultry.
It was warm for the last weekend of September. It was a hot one.
Yep. Hey, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets, bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. Redskins take the field. Talawanda is on the far sideline. Kickoff in 2 minutes. Fort Loramie home to Oxford Talawanda. The Redskins versus the Brave tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, Chuck, just as we said, the sun is giving us a little reprieve It is right at eye level, staring us in the face, and it is blinding us no end. Yep. I can't even see the field at the moment.
It's hard to see. I got my hat. I got my bill pulled down as far as I go. It makes me look really cool. But it really, I walked outside and it's 15 to 20 degrees cooler just stepping outside of this press box.
Right. Redskins will indeed receive the opening kick. Slight wind at Fort Loramie's back, moving from north to south here at the Fort Loramie Redskins Stadium. Oxford Talawanda attired in sharp road uniforms, white jerseys, blue pants, looks like blue numbers with maybe some red trim. Predominantly white helmets, red and blue stripe down the middle. Fort Loramie wearing the black tonight, black from top to bottom, black headgear, red numbers outlined in white. And for sure, we can see the Talawanda numerals far easier than Fort Loramie's.
Yeah.
Opening kick. Here's the boot by Mata of Talawanda. Handled by Fort Loramie at the 13-yard line, returned by Holland, and he scrambles back up the middle of the field. It's clogged up at the 23, and he's shut down right there. Good kickoff by Talawanda's bottom, even better coverage.
I was going to say the coverage was outstanding. The kick was good. Yeah, the coverage was outstanding.
Well done. It looked like Braden Glass was the first to greet Holland. Glass on the stop for Talawanda. First down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play right at the Redskins 25. Division 7, Fort Loramie. Division 2, Oxford Talawanda. Snap back to Maxwell Maurer. Handoff straight ahead. It is Holland blasting over right guard. Shoots through over the 30-yard line to the 35. High steps his way to the 37. He garnered 12. It's a first down. Quick, high-octane, fast-paced offense for Fort Loramie. Redskins back to the line of scrimmage. Holland again, gaping hole between left guard and tackle. Look at him go. He sprints into daylight beyond the linebackers at the Talawanda 30. 25-20. No one will catch him. He is gone for the score. 63-yard dash by Will Holland of Fort Loramie on the second play from scrimmage in this game. But was there a penalty marker?
Oh, I didn't see that. Boy, what could they have called?
Maybe a hold.
Well, he was through the line of scrimmage, and then the referee from the other side of the field called that. Let's not have it be that kind of a game. Let the kids play the game unless it's something major.
Conceivably, that hole was so gaping because an offensive lineman of Fort Loramie was illegally holding, and that is the call. Offensive hold on Fort Loramie to Spring Island for 63 and the score.
Well, I watch the offensive line before the ball gets through. I watch it on every play. Yep. I didn't see a hold.
But the run is nullified. New line of scrimmage, the 27 instead of the 37. And Talawanda's not buffaloed in this play. Tackle in the offensive backfield. It's a loss. It's going to be second down for Fort Loramie, and better than 25 to go for a first down. Ball marked for play. Back inside the Redskins 20. Here's a short pass by Maurer. It's caught at the left hash mark, up over the 30 at the 31. Called in by Barhorst to tackle immediately on the play by defensive back Hacker of Talawanda. Sets up a third and 15. Fort Loramie can get a first down out at the 47. Maurer with a deep drop. Here comes pressure. He loops it down the near sideline on the dead run. Eilerman's got it. He's at the 50. Stays on his feet. Inbounds. 45-40. Sprinting to the 35-30. Nipped from behind at the 26. Perfectly thrown by Maxwell Maurer. Nice catch by Carter Eilerman as he was zipping down the near sideline. Caught it over his shoulder. First running play, Holland right up the gut for Fort Loramie. He knifes through to the 15, the 10, stumbles down at the 9. 17-yard gallop by Holland. Fort Loramie converting first down on third and long. Chuck will tell us in a moment how far that pass play to Eilerman went.
It was 42 yards. And what a great pump fake, and then Maurer put it right in stride.
Yep. and Carter Eilerman was between a cornerback and a safety who didn't float over in time. Running play from the 9 for Holland for Fort Loramie. Wedges out 2. Second goal from the 7. Play action. Maurer on the dead run. Little toss down near the goal line. It's in the hands of the receiver and out.
Should, behind him.
Ooh, a little off the mark. Might have been catchable. Tough play. Talawanda dodges a bullet there. And Fort Loramie's got 3rd and goal from the 7. We played 2 minutes opening quarter.
I think he could have ran it in for the touchdown.
He sure could have gotten close to pay dirt. That's for sure. 2 receivers flanked right, 1 to the left. Holland in the offensive backfield alongside Maurer, who looks over Talawanda's secondary. Maurer's going to run, calls his own number. Right up the middle, buried at the 6. Good defensive play. Caleb Dilhoff, linebacker, senior for Talawanda, drove Maurer to the turf. Ball's at the 6. Fort Loramie might have picked up a half a yard. 4th and goal from inside the 7.
Boy, it'd be a shame if they come out of this without any points.
We've got receiver split far right for Fort Loramie. Maurer, play action, looks middle of the pocket. Oh, throws back near side. Open receiver. Holland got a touchdown. At Fort Loramie's flow went left to right. Talawanda was duped.
Yep.
And back to the near side in a large open area came the forward pass. And the Brave did not have it covered one bit.
Well-designed play and a great time to call it.
Extra point try by Bolin of Fort Loramie. Boy, it's soaring into the air. And it is good. Beautiful kick by Bolin. Fine drive by Fort Loramie, which was stymied momentarily by the holding call. But the Redskins get 7 and lead it. 9:24 to go in the first. 7-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
And well, Fort Loramie scores on a 7-yard touchdown pass, 4th down. A little bit of deception, Chuck, in the Redskins' approach on that TD pass to the left.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play, and Oxford Talawanda had no idea it was coming. None of their Brave was out there.
That Redskins convert a huge 3rd and long in that drive to start the game after a holding penalty. And then score 7 points on 4th and goal from the 7. Kickoff to the 14. And it is run back on the play by Williams of Talawanda. Tries to go laterally across the field. And he's nabbed at about the 20-yard line. Excellent coverage by both teams on kickoffs here at the start of this game. That was Demetrius Morris Williams who brought back the boot, and Fort Loramie was all over him. Excellent downfield pursuit. Cale Leach, 6'1", 185, junior, QB for Talawanda. He's in the spread. 3-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, now steps backward. He's at the 15. He'll take the snap from center. That's Wyatt Jones. It's a running play by Talawanda and a beauty. Outside left end. Good blocking at the 30. Tackle missed at the 35. And the ball carrier shoots all the way to near the 40. Just short of it at the 38. I think that was Lance Cantrell, running back for Talawanda, who curled around left end. Had a convoy in front. Away he went.
And that was a pretty speedy 18-yard romp.
Yeah, he turned the corner. There was absolutely nobody there.
No. Here is Leach, the quarterback for Talawanda, stuffs it into the tummy of the ball carrier. That's Cantrell again. He burrows up over the 40 to the 41. He did some pile driving for about three. Second down and seven for Talawanda. Line of scrimmage, the Brave 41. 8:34 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Talawanda nothing. And the sun is just about gone. A cloud is helping us in the far western horizon. And we can see the field pretty clearly now. And the quarterback calls his own number. It's Leach. He's trapped in the offensive backfield. Tries to cut it back at the 40 and lurches across the line of scrimmage. Might have gained a yard, minimal advance. And that sets up third down and a full five to go for a first down for the Brave. Ball marked for play at the Talawanda 43. Under eight to play in the opening period. Talawanda flashes two receivers wide right. Cantrell in the offensive backfield along with Leach, the junior signal caller. Short drop, looks left. Fort Loramie comes barreling in. Down he goes. The quarterback Leach met solidly back at the 30-yard line. Late pressure by Fort Loramie. And it came pretty clean from Brock McCumber as nobody for Talawanda picked up the slashing McCumber, who threw the quarterback Leach down at the 32, and Talawanda's got to punt on 4th and 18. Punt will come from back at around the 20-yard line for the Brave. Kick is away very high, somewhat short, lands on the ground at the 42 of Fort Loramie, bounds toward midfield. Takes a Redskins hop, first and 10, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 46. We played 5 minutes. Fort Loramie leads 7-0. Each team with a possession here at the start. Don't forget our Fort Loramie game sponsors. There are three which cover Fort Loramie games only all year long, August through June. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Redskins two backs in the offense, along with Maurer, the quarterback, who fakes a pitch out to the left, keeps it, zigzags up the middle, and he tricks for five. Right behind his center goes the QB Maurer of Fort Loramie.
I think that was supposed to be pitched. He saw that the defender was there, and he pulled it back and made a nice five-yard gain out of it.
He sure did. Roger Hoying, his center, cleared the path. Five-yard advance for quarterback Maxwell Maurer of Fort Loramie. Snap to Maurer again. Or does it go directly to Holland? It's a big running play up the gut. The ball carrier for Fort Loramie bulldozes 45-40, 37 of Talawanda. First and 10 Redskins outside the Brave 35. I'm not sure if that snap went directly to Holland or not.
Nope, that was Maurer.
It was?
Yep.
6:13 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie second possession. Drive number two starting productively. Half the first quarter in the books. 7-0 Fort Loramie leads. Two receivers very wide, far left for Maxwell Maurer. He keeps right up the middle. Behind his center again, he sticks his nose in there for about three, then he shoved back. Let's see where forward progress is marked. The officials might give him four on the play. Alex Farrell, defensive lineman, in there on the stop for Talawanda. Second and six, Redskins at the Brave 33. Under five and a half to go in the first. Fort Loramie up 7-0. Good contingent across the way from Talawanda, which made the drive here. There's no straight route between Oxford and Fort Loramie. No, it's a zigzag at best.
It takes about an hour to get to the interstate from Oxford.
It sure does. You got to go up to Eaton to get to 70. I don't know if you would have stayed on 70 very much. Possibly you could have taken that route or continued right on up 27 through the western side of the state. Fort Loramie penalized here before the second down snap procedure call. So instead of second and seven or six,
It's more like second and 11 at the 37.5. Here is Maurer throwing as he's hit. Fires it down the middle of the field. Seam pattern. Open receiver. But Maxwell missed him. Had to unload in a hurry.
Yeah, Eilerman was 10 yards behind the defender, but Maurer didn't have time to throw it.
Nope, he was available, but Maxwell couldn't get a good read on Carter down the middle of the gridiron. So it's third and 11. Hainline, senior safety, back in coverage for Talawanda. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Talawanda nothing. Third and 12, Maurer scrambling, rolling out to the right. He's got a little crease down the right sideline. Makes a man miss. Stays in bounds. Look at him go. He's got the first down. And then some. 25-20. And he rips his way to the 15 and dives ahead to about the 13-yard line. Maxwell Maurer starting to show off his skills.
So far, Coach Wells was being kind. I think that might be the best athlete on the field, playing quarterback for him.
So far, anyway. Snap to Maxwell Maurer, handoff to Holland, and Holland cracks his way between left guard and tackle, eludes a tackler at the 9, lurches to maybe the 7 or 8, picked up 5, second and 5, line of scrimmage, marked for play at the Talawanda 8-yard line, 4:25 to go first quarter, Fort Loramie leads 7-0. Crucial possession here for the Talawanda defense. Little movement up front, maybe offside on the Brave. That was the initial indication from the referee, far side of the field. We saw a couple Talawanda linemen flinch big time. And the step off will take the ball inside the 5. And come very close to giving Fort Loramie a first down. Ball marked for play at the 4, half the distance. Second down, a couple to go for the Redskins for a first down. Second and a little more than 4 for a touchdown. We near the 4-minute mark, first quarter. Redskins 7, Brave nothing. Two receivers far left for the quarterback, Maxwell Maurer. Gives it on the play to Holland. Quick hitter. He twists away from one man at the 3, and he scraps to about the 2, maybe the 1. Tackle made by Tad Polly, sophomore linebacker. Clayton Bennett assisted. And it is officially a first down, not a touchdown, about 2 feet away.
6 first downs in the first quarter so far for the Redskins. They are moving the football.
Yep, 3 receivers far right. Maurer gives it to the second man through. Staking his way to the line of scrimmage is Holland. Sticks his helmet in there and gets the ball over the goal line. Right up the gut. Touchdown, Fort Loramie, which leads it 13-0.
Nothing fancy.
Nope, just like Clancy's. Clancy's on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Features our star of the game in our post-game segment. And on is Aiden Boland looking for another PAT. His first one hummed right through. Good pressure from the outside, but Talawanda. Boland gets the kick down the middle, however. And it's good. Plenty long enough, high enough, and accurate. And Fort Loramie takes a 14-0 advantage. 3:58 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
They had a big play so far here in this first quarter for Fort Loramie, a long 42-yard pass play thrown right on the money by Maxwell Maurer to Carter Eilerman. That was well done by the Redskins, and it went about 40% of the length of the field. A wise play call for sure. Nicely done by Maurer and Eilerman. That was the Wisebridge play of the first quarter, by the way. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Wisebridge, your new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Second drive of this game for Oxford Talawanda, which did pick up one first initially when the Brave had the ball. Just under four to play, opening quarter. Leach, the QB, 5 yards behind the line. Kickoff by Fort Loramie went out of bounds. Brave start first and 10 from their own 35. Handoff left guard. It's Reedy in the offensive backfield. He got the nod and picked up one. Second down and 9. Will Reedy, a running back along with Cantrell for the Talawanda Brave. Let's see if this is a passing play. Two backs alongside Leach. He's in the pocket. Loops a high throw down the near sideline. Receiver under it. He catches at the 36. But oops, he's out of bounds by a step.
Well, I tell you what, that was an outstanding pass. That was right on the money, but about a half a yard out of bounds. And good coverage that time by Carter Gasson.
Demetrius Morris Williams ran under it. It was a skyscraper ball thrown by Leach, and it came down perfectly right over the shoulder of the receiver, but he was out of bounds by a foot or two.
That's because Gaston did a nice job of forcing him to the sideline without making contact.
Yep, well done by Fort Loramie secondary. Third and 9, Talawanda, line of scrimmage, the Brave 36. 3:23 left in the first. 14-0 Fort Loramie. Short drop by Leach out of the spread. Oh, a cavity develops up front. He's going to run. Open space, 40. Twisting, turning. Did he get to the 45 and a first down? No, a yard shy. Tough decision here for Coach Andy Stuckert of Talawanda.
Well, that was a heck of a run by a young man who looked like he was going to get sacked.
And the punt unit comes on. I'm a little surprised.
I think I'd be safe if I was Loramie right now. I'd be watching for the fake.
The punter, Leach, is 12 yards behind the line. There are two up backs a couple yards behind the line. Leach is back at the 32. Line of scrimmage is the 44, line to gain the 45. High snap to Leach. It's a low kick away from the returners of Fort Loramie. Hits at the 33, rolls to the 31 and stops. And to tell you what, that was a 22-yard gain in field position. Yeah. The Talawanda, not enough.
But fourth and one, and you're down 14-0. I'm not sure. Loramie hasn't shown any sign of stalling offensively. I'm not sure what these 20 yards are going to do for you.
No, I would have kept the ball in Leach's hand and said, hey, Mr. QB, go get me a first.
Yeah, that was a terrible punt, by the way.
And Talawanda missed a chance from its own 44 to pin Fort Loramie back deep inside its 20. Redskins start at their own 32. 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie up 14-0. Maxwell Maurer, the junior quarterback, fires a bullet ahead to the 38. Numbers far side of the field, complete. Short route on top of the defensive back is Kemper McAfee. Barhorst snags it for Fort Loramie. That was a safe 7-8 yard play. Barhorst just did a quick hitch. Maurer hit him right in the chest. New line of scrimmage, the 39 for Fort Loramie, second and 2. Maurer out of the shotgun spread, pumps once, fakes again. Uh-oh, he's going to go down behind the line. Great pressure, but Talawanda, was the ball loose? Tackle made for about a 3 or 4 yard setback.
I think they called an incomplete pass. He got rid of the ball, and there wasn't a receiver out there.
Maxwell Maurer somehow got away with what appeared to be intentional grounding.
Well, he had Eilerman wide open down the middle again, and he didn't have time to throw it.
Good pressure on the play by Clayton Bennett of Talawanda. Maxwell Maurer somehow got the ball out of his fingertips, and the official gave him the incompletion. Third and two, Redskins throw left side of the field at the line of scrimmage. It's caught, open space in front, a blocker at the 45, frees the pass catcher up near midfield. Tackle made at the 49. I think Barhorst hauled it in, had some interference in front. Good play call at fourth and, or I should say on third and short. Talawanda looking run. The Brave caught off guard with the forward pass. First and 10 Fort Loramie at the Redskins 49, leading 14-0. 2 minutes to go in the first. Maurer stutter step in the offensive backfield. That's an aborted play. A late delivery behind him on the pitch to Holland, and he is smoked.
I'm not sure what that was supposed to be, quite honestly.
That is a king-size loss of every bit of 8 yards. And shooting through on the play for Talawanda, I think, was Dilloff. Yep, good job by him. And now Fort Loramie confronts a second and 17 from the Redskins' 42-yard line. Two receivers far right, one to the near side. Staggered backs in the offensive backfield. It is a slant thrown near side of the field between the hash and the numbers. It's on the ground, no good. Incomplete. Sidearm delivery by Maurer. Didn't have enough push on it to get it there, and it's third and 17.
Well, I'm certainly not a quarterback critique, but he needs to stand up straighter when he throws that. He had a little time that time, and I think he's been feeling the pressure. Felt like he had to get rid of it faster than he did.
Talawanda's linebackers are blitzing again right up the gut. Here's Maurer shooting a pass, middle of the field. It's down around the 35. It looked like a Brave might have interfered. A tug on the jersey. The ball high for Eilerman. He got a mitt on it, couldn't reel it in. All in all, a good defensive possession for Talawanda. Might have gotten away with a little grip on the shirt of a Redskin receiver, but it was ever so slight, and I'm not sure I saw it cleanly. The officials were screened.
Well, Hoeing was open, and it looked like he was going to run under the ball, and all of a sudden it was kind of like he stopped. So I think he did get grabbed, but I couldn't see it, and if the official didn't see it, we saw no flag.
And you call what you saw?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Not what you assume.
Exactly. Well said. 106 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie's got a punt. It's
Knopf. My goodness.
Knopf boots an eye in the air to the 26. The return man is belted at the 30-31.
I'm trying to get a number because that was a monster. I think that's Eilerman.
I'm not sure if that hit was below the helmet. I believe it was.
Bruns.
It was Aiden Bruns. Woo, what a pop he put on Demetrius Williams, the return man, Demetrius Morris Williams. He was plastered right at the 30. No penalty on the play. Not a personal foul. Not targeting.
No.
Said to be legitimate. So it's first and 10 for Talawanda. Final 63 seconds, opening quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Brave 30. Fort Loramie leads 14-0. Here is a handoff on the play to Cantrell over left guard. Stood up at the 32. He punched forward for a couple. Second down and 8. My mistake, it was Will Reedy who took the handoff from the quarterback Leach. Clock winding down, 39, 38, 37 seconds to go in the first. Leach in the shotgun spread, open receiver right flat. It is snared on the play by number 2, Demetrius Morris Williams. He's got a lane in front, and he high-foots his way across the 35, 40, 42, first down. Well-disguised play as Morris Williams not covered. He outflanked Fort Loramie's defense. Leach threw him a strike. Final 20 seconds, opening period. Play clock at 16, scoreboard clock 16 and a half. I think Talawanda has to snap it.
I think they do too.
First down, 10 yards to go, 42-yard line. Leach deals to Reedy. And Reedy is smacked at the line of scrimmage, driven back as the first quarter comes to a close. Fort Loramie 14, Talawanda nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. We start the second quarter. Talawanda at its 42. Here is the quarterback, Leach. He's got an arm, and he overthrows his receiver, Demetrius Morris Williams, down inside the Fort Loramie 25. That was a fly pattern up the right sideline. Redskins rotated two men over. It was an attempted 40-yard pass play. Leach threw it 50. Stop by Barker Insurance or give them a phone call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Barker Insurance, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Third and 10, Talawanda. Leach is being flushed out of the pocket, going backwards, and he is nearly sacked. He does go down way back inside the 30-yard line at the 26, and it's going to be fourth and 26 for Talawanda. Boy, the floodgates opened, and Fort Loramie was sending seven across the line of scrimmage at the QB Leach, and the Brave offensive line just could not hold the Fort Loramie rushers out.
Well, Roger Hoying got in there. He was the first one to hit him, and he did not let go.
Superb job by Roger Hoying of Fort Loramie. Leach to punt. He's in punt formation, fakes it from way back at his 15, runs up the near sideline, and he gains a chunk of those 26, but he only picks up 21 or 22, and he's short of a first down.
Well, that might have been better than a punt after the first two punts.
Well, that's a good point, and that's one way to look at it.
He saw something. The Loramie on this side kind of collapsed down. He saw that, and, I mean, I don't think it was a called fake. I think he saw an opening and thought he could get there.
At fourth and 20, he would have made it. Fourth and 26.
That's a long way to try to fake a punt.
Yep, sure is. And Fort Loramie takes over the football at the 46-yard line. How about that here in the first half, Chuck? Talawanda punts on fourth and one, fairly near midfield, and back deep in their own territory on fourth and 26, runs the football from punt formation. High school football, unpredictable.
Not sure. Like I said, I don't think that was a called from the sideline fake.
Right. I think that was Leach on his own. Here's Holland right up the middle for Fort Loramie. High-stepping his way, bulldozing inside the 40. Knocked down at the 39. Tell you what, Chuck, Will Holland, over his career at Fort Loramie, seems to get a quicker burst hitting the hole with each passing game.
Yeah, he had his coming out party at LCC, and he's just been outstanding ever since.
Yep. And he hurdled tacklers for seven on that play. Second down and three. Holland again between left guard and tackle. He's got a seam. Puts his head down and charges to the 35. Burrows to the 31. Another first down for Fort Loramie. 10:32 to go, second quarter. Ball marked for play at the 32. First and 10 Redskins. Down to 10:20 left in quarter number two. Fort Loramie has been chewing up yards via the rush, primarily Holland, with a little bit of Maxwell Maurer sprinkled in. Here comes the run blitz by Talawanda, and the Brave diagnose it and thwart Will Holland right at the point of attack. He might have fallen ahead for 2 feet. Second down, nine, Redskins at the Brave 31.
Well, I don't keep track of it because I'm not smart enough, but time of possession, Loramie's got to have a big edge right now.
A little lopsided, to say the least. Good tackle made, last hit by Owen King, defensive lineman for Talawanda. Here's Maxwell Maurer, offensive backfield. A jab step to the left, jukes to the right. Then he goes straight ahead. Wedges out maybe four, shy of a first down by four. Third down upcoming, line of scrimmage of the Talawanda, 27 or 8. Redskins can get a first down just outside the 22. Just over 9 to play in the second quarter, 14-0 Fort Loramie over Talawanda. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Redskins Stadium. Showing run blitz. Maybe pressure on the passer is Talawanda, which is a little premature. Did Fort Loramie draw the Brave offside? That's the question.
Well, that was Landon Coffey, and I tell you, he's had a pretty nice game, but that time he was real early.
He was, and Talawanda is hit with a five-yarder, and that's just exactly what Fort Loramie needed, giving the Redskins a first down at the Talawanda 22.
That's nine first downs now in the first quarter and 4 minutes of the game.
Two receivers wide right for Maurer. Uh-oh, the snap is high. Pops up in the air over his head. It's behind him. I think Talawanda got the loose pigskin back at the 33. Fumble by Fort Loramie. Recovery by Talawanda. 33-yard line. It was A.J. Hainline, the strong safety, who came angling through. He was one of three or four white shirts to get on Maurer, and he was lost when that ball went over his head. That pigskin was not taking a true roll one way or the other, and he couldn't reel it in with the arm.
That's why I played basketball. The ball was round. I knew where it was going.
First and 10, the Brave at the Talawanda 33. Fort Loramie denied points in that possession. Handoff on the play to Reedy. Reedy outside left tackle. Flag down. Hold on the Brave. Good run across the 50. It goes for about 17, but it's wiped out.
Yeah, that was an obvious one out there on the corner here.
Will Reedy cut to the outside. Good dash by him. Fine explosion as he galloped for 17 yards on the play, but it's negated. Penalty against the Brave. And that sets the football back at the 22-yard line, or I should say the 27-yard line. So it's first and 16, penalty marked from the spot of the hold.
Happened at the 32, moved it to the 22.
A few yards upfield from the line of scrimmage is where the hold took place. First and 16 for the Brave. Leach, the quarterback, he is just a junior. Boy, he will be exceptional next year. He throws a flat pass in the offensive backfield to Reedy. Reedy going laterally, horizontally across the field, east to west, into the Talawanda bench. Did eventually go upfield as he ran out of real estate beyond the numbers far side. Might have tracked to the 33 or 4. Picked up several yards, setting up second down and close to 10.
I think there's another flag, and I think the flag was on the play at the end.
Officials huddle. Is it a dead ball foul? Took place right in front of the Brave bench, and now the referees confer a second time. Could it have been a late hit on Fort Loramie? Tackle out of bounds?
I think maybe, because I don't see a flag. I think what he's saying is he stepped out of bounds there at the what would that be, the 34.
Yeah, maybe it's a case of locating more exactly the spot at which the Talawanda player went out of bounds. Nonetheless, a delay at the moment. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, unbeaten Versailles at Anna. Kickoff at 7 on the air, 6:25 next Friday night. For Sales at Anna, the Tigers against the Rockets. A few partial scores, John?
Well, I got Anna leads toughest St. John's 12-0 in the first. Minster leads St. Henry 7-0. Lehman and Bethel tied 14-14. Mm-hmm. Piqua trails Troy 6-0. And Sydney leads Greenville 14-0 still in the first quarter.
Bethel in that Three Rivers Conference had gotten off to a slow start, but did return its best player, maybe one of the top two or three athletes in that Three Rivers Conference. He's back,
yep.
And that makes Bethel a much stronger club, and that's a good game tonight, Lehman and Bethel.
They built a really nice stadium down there, too. I saw that the other night.
Yep, sure did. Here is a flat pass by Leach, and it's busted up by Fort Loramie, far side of the field. The referees finally got things sorted out. It left Talawanda with a second down and 9. That incompletion makes it 3rd and 9.
Another score that's a big one in the area. Versailles and the Marion local tied 7-7 in the second quarter.
Ooh.
Is it Marion or Versailles?
That's a good question. I'm going to guess that game is at Versailles because the Tigers are on the road next week at Anna. Don't quote me on that. But we knew that would be a slugfest, two powerhouses, Marion Local D7 and Versailles in Division 6. Coldwater is D5 this year. Those three strongholds in different divisions from the MAC. Timeout called on the field, 8:14 to go, second quarter. 3rd and 9, upcoming for Talawanda on the Brave 34. Fort Loramie leads 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
When play resumes, 4 minutes into the second period, Talawanda will confront a third down, 9 yards to go from the Brave 34-yard line. And you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike and Jackson Center. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt power tools, plus free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. That is at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Well, the snap from center to the quarterback, Leach, goes over his head. He scrambles to go get it and then throws wildly middle of the field. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Hit the Talawanda 45 and run back inside the 30-yard line. Wow, that was a messed up play to say the least.
Well, they had the bad snap, and then he just made a really poor choice just winging it down the middle of the field.
And that was about as easy an interception as a secondary can have.
It's what we call a self-defense.
Yeah. Yeah, Leach should have tucked that ball away, run it. Should have tried to get back close to the line of scrimmage and punted the football. Bauer is in the backfield for Fort Loramie. Pocket collapses. Late delivery, right sideline. Caught by Eilerman. He's got open area in front. A lot of green down inside the 15. Scooting to the end zone. Touchdown. Maxwell Bauer had people on his back, but shot it from his hip into the flat to Eilerman. He was open. And he had an alley down the side of the field to pay dirt, and safeties for Talawanda came from the center of the gridiron, could not catch him before he got into the end zone right at the pylon.
He got to the five-yard line and just absolutely ran over a defender into the end zone.
Aiden Boland kicks his third straight point after. Wow, what a change of events. Talawanda should have been in position to punt the football. Instead, a Hail Mary poor pass over the middle on third and long after a quarterback scramble, and a snap went over his head. Interception Redskins, and then a quick strike Maurer to Carter Eilerman. 7:51 to go, second quarter, 21-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, that game tonight, Chuck, between Versailles and Marion Local is at Marion. Versailles has two games on the road, back-to-back weeks at Marion tonight, at Anna next week. Last score reported to us was 7-all.
7-7, second quarter.
Here, 21-0 Fort Loramie over Talawanda. Under 8 to play till halftime. Here's the kickoff by the Redskins, and it is Demetrius Morris-Williams at the 11. Look at him go. Oh. He's got a gaping cavity right up the middle of the field. Two or three super blocks, and Fort Loramie in pursuit drags him down from behind at the 45, but we have got a penalty in Talawanda, which opened up that avenue, a flag against the Brave, and the run back comes back.
Well, and I was getting ready to say, Sammy Gubo saved a touchdown, but with the flag, he just saved them having to run all that way and then come back to the other end of the field. But still, nice play by Gubo.
Yep. Again, Versailles 7, Marion Local 7, in Maria Stein, late second quarter. And no doubt that game will be 14-14 or 21-21 about 45 minutes from now. Here's the quarterback, Leach, running play, wide right, Reedy. Oh, he's got an alley, far sideline, outside the numbers, gets a block. He is zipping down the sideline. He's at the 50, gets another block, 45-40, on the loose. Reedy for Talawanda is nipped from behind, finally, at the 16-yard line. He might have fallen forward to the Fort Loramie 14. He did. What a run by Reedy of the Brave.
I'll tell you what, I think that just that doubled their yardage for the first half with that run.
Okay. How long was that scamper, Chuck? About 60?
62.
Okay.
64.
64-yard dash. That'll be our Wisebridge play of the quarter here momentarily. 64-yard run by Will Reedy of Talawanda, enabling the Brave to set up shop at the Fort Loramie 14. It's Reedy again. Oh, he's drilled. He lost 2 yards. As soon as Leach gave him the ball, Fort Loramie bear hugged him right now to the ground. And that was Bruns again. He has had a couple stellar stops.
He's having a game.
7:11 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Talawanda nothing. Big possession here for the Brave, Chuck.
Oh, I think so, too.
If Talawanda can score, hold Fort Loramie, get the ball to start the third, it could become interesting in the second half. Here's Leach, play action, throws, middle of the field. It's a skinny post. Leaping catch is made at the 3-yard line, but Talawanda, oh, what
wow.
A special play by the wide receiver, Demetrius Morris-Williams.
He just laid out, boy.
Woo.
That was giving up the body.
Yeah, he was 4 feet in the air, parallel to the ground, caught it on his fingertips, short of the goal line. Leach, a quarterback sneak up the middle. He puts his head down and digs to the 2, the 1, didn't get in. But he got the first down. The pass play generated 9. And on 2nd and 1, Leach carved out 2 or 3. Got it inside the 1-yard line. 1st and goal, Talawanda. 6:21 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 21-0. But the Brave trying to strike High snap to Leach. Hand off to Cantrell of the offensive backfield. It's a counter back to the right. And the play is stretched out across the field. Tackle short of the end zone. He might have picked up a foot. Second and goal for Talawanda, shy of the end zone. Bruns in there on the hit again for Fort Loramie. Damian Bruns on the tackle, saved a touchdown. Second and less than one for the Brave. Head coach Andy Stucker's got the play call sized up. Three receivers wide left. I think I'd just keep it in Leach's hand. Snap back to him. Leach has it, fakes left, goes right around the end, puts his head down, stretches, got to the goal line. No signal yet. Did he get in? Yes, he's over. Touchdown, Talawanda.
No, they called him short.
Or is he just shy?
They marked him short.
Oh, he is. Third and an inch to go for a score for Talawanda as the quarterback Leach was denied. And here is the snap back to Leach. Is under center, and he tries to go through the stack of Fort Loramie defensive linemen and does nudge the football over the goal line for the score. Touchdown by Leach of Talawanda to make it 21-6. So Talawanda needed 1, 2, 3 plays to score down in close. Mata, the extra point kicker, is on. This to make it 21-7. And then the next 5 minutes become mighty curious, because if Fort Loramie can't play add-on and get back up with another score, Talawanda will have the ball to start the second half with a chance to work the deficit down to one TD. Extra point try by Nick Mata. Good snap. Ball spotted down. Mata's kick looks very good. And it's true, right in the middle. Under 5 to play, second quarter. Oxford Talawanda on the board. Good drive by the Brave. 21-7 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, it's a good idea to get those new tires right now to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and Goodrich. Within a few miles, free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. M&A Muffler and Tires, phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Kepi. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie. It's Will Holland right at the middle of the field. He got a block at the 25 or the 30, and away he went. Clean sailing all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. It went about 75 or 80 yards. Was there a flag, Chuck?
No, and I think it went 90 yards. He got that on the 10.
Woo! What a run by Holland. Boy, the seas parted, middle of the field. I don't think anybody from Talawanda came close to touching him.
No, he didn't get touched.
Good thing I looked up in time from my M&A Muffler and Tire read to catch Will Holland just flashing right by the window here in the press box booth.
What do we got?
Scoreboard has not registered the touchdown.
Well, there's a...
Now they do. Referees say yes. TD by Fort Loramie. What a way to answer. Redskins get a quick six. I tell you, Will Holland looks tonight like he's being shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, he was just, I mean, he caught that ball, and by the time he was at the 30, there was nobody. He wasn't going to be touched. And there was some kind of a unsportsmanlike, I'm not sure who they called it on. If they called it on Holland or somebody for celebrating a 90-yard kickoff return, these guys ought to be shot.
4:41 to go, second quarter. Bolin on to try the extra point for Fort Loramie. The kick is up and away. It's headed toward the left upright. Is it inside the post? I think it is good. Yep, he notched it. PAT by Bolin, his fourth in a row tonight for Fort Loramie, which counters immediately after the Talawanda touchdown. Just exactly what the Brave did not want to happen. A quick seven by Fort Loramie, which leads 28-7, 4:41 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Again, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Talk to Kepi. Free pickup and delivery within a few miles. M&A Muffler and Tires, 937-295-3971. 300 North Main, Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and plenty more. 28-7, that's about as fast as you can answer a touchdown, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And they forgot to tell the guy that was setting the ball up there was a penalty. So they were getting ready to kick off, and the referee had to run up and tell him, no, we gypped him out of 15 yards because the kid was happy he scored a 90-yard touchdown.
So the Redskins boot from their own 25. Running up is Demetrius Morris-Williams. He snatches the ball in full stride at the 29. Middle of the field, cuts it to the left, breaks a tackle. 40, 44, piled up right there. Good field position for the Brave, which need to cut this deficit in half to 14 before intermission. And then I come back to what I said a few minutes ago.
Right.
Before the Fort Loramie touchdown. You score now. Keep Loramie off the board. You get the ball to start the third. Now you are in position to switch momentum in the game.
You are, but so far they haven't been able to keep Loramie off the board, period.
Exactly. Talawanda to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play just over the Brave 45-yard line. I was telling you a few minutes ago about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets, 17 colors and styles. And you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement. That's right, your one-stop shop for home improvement. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Now what's happened, Chuck?
Caught it offside. It's on the kickoff.
Oh.
So now they're kicking off from the 20.
Offside against which team?
Against Loramie.
Tell you what, if I was Talawanda, I might have taken that kick return out beyond the 40-yard line.
Well, I mean, if I was Loramie and I had the leg, I would try to kick the ball out of bounds at about the 34.
Yep. This Demetrius Morris-Williams can scoot. He's pretty speedy. He is one of two men back along with Reedy at the 25 for Talawanda. Kickoff now by Fort Loramie from the Redskins 20 after two fouls which have caused Fort Loramie to retreat. Here's the kickoff bouncing far side. Uh-oh, it eludes the deep man for Talawanda and he doesn't touch it, I don't think. It eventually goes out of bounds. Or did he get his fingertips on it?
That I can't tell you. They're having their 27th huddle there to decide what they should call.
Because if it went out of bounds, the ball's marked for play at the
35.
If it was touched.
If it wasn't, they're bringing it up.
If it was tipped slightly by the return man for Talawanda and then got away from him, the ball will be marked for play where it went out, the 21 or 22, but it's ruled to have not been touched.
And what a profit. I said, boy, if you can kick the ball out of bounds inside the 30, that is your best bet, and that's exactly what they did.
Right. And Talawanda took the 5-yard penalty offsides on Fort Loramie's previous kickoff, but
cost themselves 10 yards.
Yes. The Brave wound up losing some yards. Here's an inside handoff by Leach. Gives it to Cantrell, who bulldozes forward for two. 4:18 to go, second quarter, 28-7, Fort Loramie over Talawanda, which needs points on this drive. Fort Loramie's proving to be pretty stubborn against those inside runs by the Brave, who feature trips to the left, lone receiver to the right for the quarterback, Cale Leach. He's in the pocket looking. It's a middle screen. Receiver catches at the 39, and he smacked from the backside right now. Ball eventually came out. Fort Loramie signaling incomplete, but it's ruled to have been a possession catch. Small gain, third and 5.5 for Talawanda, right at the 40. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Possession play for the Brave. Leach brings his team out. Late huddle. Play clock slow and starting. Leach jab step to the right. Pitch out to the left. And there's a lane near side of the field. Avenue for the ball carrier. Getting to the outside is Reedy. Reedy up over the line to gain. Gets to the 45. Tracks to the 48. He is crutched out of bounds right there. First and 10, Talawanda. Stopping the clock. 3:10 to go here in the second. 28-7, Fort Loramie. Our halftime guest is Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie. We've had a number of topics on the agenda, including the move by Fort Loramie football to the NWC, the Northwest Conference, next year, a 2-year agreement. I think Leach kept it on that play, Chuck. He darted up the middle, and he garnered 7 or 8. Second down, a couple at the Fort Loramie 45.
He's pretty good. I'll give you that. Not a great thrower, but boy, does he's an athlete.
He's an athlete, and I like his field generalmanship. I made up a new term.
That's a good. Well, they're the Brave, not the Braves, so you can make up anything you want.
Second down and 3, and here is the quarterback, Leach. He's stymied in the backfield. Look at him go. He makes his own zigzag route back to the line of scrimmage, gets over it, and carves out 3.5 yards for a first down. And that right there, Chuck, makes your point.
That was athletic.
Yes.
Very athletic.
2:20 left here in the second quarter, 28-7 Fort Loramie. Talawanda is now across midfield at the Fort Loramie 42. Who's standing out for you so far in this game, Chuck, on the Redskins' defensive side of the ball? We've mentioned Damian Bruns a few times.
Bruns has had a nice game. Thomas Hoeing's had a nice game.
He was moved from strong safety to corner a couple weeks ago. He's played well. And lo and behold, Leach gave the ball off to Cantrell. Then Leach tried to fool Fort Loramie, make a pump fake or two. He didn't have the ball. Cantrell was stalled right at the line of scrimmage at the 42. No gain, nothing. So it's second down and 10 for Talawanda. And the clock continues to wind down. 90 seconds left in the opening period. And the Brave are a bit slow in getting this play in.
Yeah, all three of their timeouts.
They sure do. All three remaining. 80 seconds to go, first half. Snap to Leach. He's at the 50. And he's hit as he throws. Catch made in the right flat down at the Fort Loramie 35-yard line. Out of bounds at the Redskins 34, just short of a first down. I think the receiver out of the backfield for Talawanda was
32.
Yes, it was Reedy again. Well, he's been a workhorse. Good catch by him. He came back to get the ball. As Leach's pass was short. And on third and two, flags fly. Let's see what this is all about.
They didn't watch the ball, and they jumped over and made contact. 5 yards, first down.
That's a gift to Talawanda. First and 10 for the Brave. 29-yard line of Fort Loramie. We're all the way down to 44 seconds to go in the first half. Talawanda still sitting on three timeouts.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that, but... You got to watch the ball. You're right over the ball, and you're the one offsides. That is uncalled for.
And the Redskins have taken a timeout. Final 44 ticks, second quarter. Big drive here for the Brave, who trail Fort Loramie 28-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. It's the right solution for true comfort. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. First and 10 for Talawanda, which throws a long one for Demetrius Morris-Williams, and he's down underneath and inside the 5-yard line. It looks like he might have had the ball knocked away from him close to the goal line, but I believe a penalty marker was thrown.
It was pass interference. It was hoeing. He didn't find the ball in time. If he would have turned, he probably would have picked it off, but that's a safety trying to move to a corner. I knew I could spit that out if I got the chance.
You did. And I tell you what, Demetrius Morris-Williams did a good job spotting the football, and he nearly caught it. In fact, a couple of Fort Loramie defenders got there, one prematurely, penalty, 15 yards from the previous line of scrimmage. And the ball is now marked for play at the 14-yard line. Here is a ball thrown in the right flat down inside the 10. Talawanda catches, and the receiver is stacked up out of bounds down around the 6-yard line with 31 seconds to go in the second quarter. What a nifty drive to Talawanda, which still, believe it or not, has three timeouts left.
Yeah, because that last time I was called by Loramie on the defense.
Yep. Demetrius Morris-Williams flanked wide left, second down, and 4 yards to go for a touchdown. Second down and 1.5 to go for a first down. And timeout is called. 31.8 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie on top. 28-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
At Fort Loramie with an undisciplined stretch here in the second quarter. Numerous penalties. And Talawanda sets up shop second and one from the Fort Loramie 4. Snap back to Leach. Here's a fake handoff to Cantrell. Ball thrown behind the line of scrimmage to a receiver at the 7. He juggles, turns upfield, and it's out of his hands, incomplete. Contact made by the Redskins in the left flat.
I think if he would have caught that, he would have lost 5 yards.
He would have. At least to 3 anyway. 27 seconds to go on the incompletion. third and one for a first down, third and four for a touchdown for Talawanda, which trails 28-7, 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. Trips to the left for the quarterback. Leach looking that way. Fade pattern. Far left corner of the end zone. Fort Loramie might break it up. Could intercept. It is knocked away at the last second. Very good coverage. Ball got there late. That was a fade pattern to a couple of receivers who were in the same area, Chuck, just a stride or two apart.
Yeah, that was a miscommunication on the receivers. And Loramie, boy, they had a real chance to pick that one off.
Yeah. Fourth and one, Talawanda, which needs a yard to get the first and keep the drive going.
You know, the quarterback sneak is what they've been real fond of right here.
21.9 left. Huge play in this game. Redskins with 10 up on the line of scrimmage. And Leach, the quarterback, comes up under center. Gets a big push, another push. He's down close to the goal line, and he gets in.
Wow.
What a job by the offensive line for Talawanda. Austin Puckett, Jericho Fletcher, Wyatt Jones, Owen King, and Landon Coffey. A strong shove up front. Leach was momentarily thwarted right at the four, and he kept getting one foot after another foot, and finally he got about 12 feet and into the end zone. Extra point, Mamata. Uh-oh, it's headed right. It hits the flag up above the right upright and comes back into the end zone. No good. And that could be significant. Mata's kick was plenty high enough, and he smacked it a good distance, but it was off the very tippy top of the right post and did not angle bounce beyond the crossbar. 28-13, Fort Loramie leads, 14.7 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The ensuing kickoff at Talawanda, returned by Fort Loramie from the 11 to the 32. We've got 9 seconds to go in the second quarter. Keep in mind now, Talawanda will receive to start the second half. That was a very important possession for the Brave late in the second quarter. Scoring on fourth down. It was fourth down, wasn't it, Chuck, from
yes.
the four? It was fourth and one to go for a first down. Fourth and four for a touchdown with well under 30 seconds to go in the half. Talawanda pushed it in, and the final seconds tick off the clock. Second quarter is over. Talawanda's cut the Fort Loramie lead in half. It's Fort Loramie 28 and Talawanda 14 at intermission. As we were saying a moment ago, Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, 28-14, or I should say a 28-13 lead. That extra point was missed, but Talawanda, and it might be crucial. We'll see how that plays out. Fort Loramie up by 15 here at the break. Halftime report coming up around the corner next. We'll return here at the Redskins Stadium in a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie on a picture-perfect night for high school football. A little warmish before the start of the game and during the first few minutes. Once that sun set, it's cooled off. We're down, I'm sure, in the very low 70s. We'll be in the 60s before the game ends. We played two quarters, and Fort Loramie leads 28-13. 28-13 over Talawanda. Chuck showing me
69 degrees, exactly.
The temp right now, 69. I guessed 70, headed toward 69. I was maybe a degree off. Great game. Talawanda with a big second-quarter touchdown to tighten this thing up. Halftime report is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Fort Loramie with a few penalties late in the second quarter, aiding Talawanda's cause. Redskins have been dynamite on the ground.
They have. Early, but late they weren't. They ran the ball 17 times for 101 yards. Now, they had 13 for 81 in the first quarter, only 20 yards on four carries in the second. Max was 6 to 10, throwing the ball for 102 yards, 203 total yards for the Redskins in the first half, 9 first downs. They had the one big turnover on the fumble for Talawanda. They raced the ball 23 times for 128 yards. They had 6 of 10 throwing for 48, 176, 8 first downs, and also a turnover. The
the mistakes by Loramie, mental mistakes, have got Talawanda in the game instead of be getting ready to have a running clock.
Yep, well said. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 28, Talawanda 13. Four touchdowns to two. Talawanda missed its second extra point off the top of the right upright. Our halftime report, once again, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
And we'd like to welcome you back here to Redskin Stadium on the campus of Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're being entertained right now by the Houston High School Marching Band.
Yep, Houston and Fort Loramie, and they do this every year. I mean, obviously, Houston doesn't have a football team, but they got a marching band.
Right.
And Fort Loramie invites them up here, and this is, I think, the third or fourth year we've been here when they played.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're just a stone's throw apart, the two high schools.
Right.
Just a little stretch on Route 66, and it has been a marvelous performance by the two bands combined right. Here at intermission.
Well, a Houston big enough to have football, but it's such a prohibitive cost to get it started
right.
That I think in this day and age, it might be not the right time to try to get going.
Halftime score, Fort Loramie 28, Oxford Talawanda 13. Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie, is our halftime guest. As we will hear in this upcoming interview, he was elated with accomplishments of Fort Loramie Elementary School and the high school on the latest school report card. The elementary finished in the top 1%, the high school in the top 5% among the 60-plus school districts in the state. The measures for the school rankings are based in part
on student achievement in various tests and proficiency scores, plus attendance, graduation rates, and how well students are prepared to advance in school and succeed. Of course, Superintendent Holland was also eager to report the move by Fort Loramie Football to the Northwest Conference for 2 years starting next season. The Redskins will join seven other schools in football in the NWC: Allen East, Delphus Jefferson, Convoy Crestview, Spencerville, Bluffton, Columbus Grove, and Lima Central Catholic. I talked to Superintendent Holland this past Tuesday morning about numerous topics, including the Redskins on the gridiron and the NWC.
Yeah, we're really excited to get the invite. The Board of Education last night accepted that invitation as a football only. Brings a lot of things for our program as far as being able to have junior high football, being able to have awards and recognition for our high school athletes that play, and, you know, to be able to battle for a conference title, which is something that we haven't had to do.
Several turf fields in the NWC.
Yeah, we were counting. I think there's four artificial turf fields in the league, and I think that helps prepare us for week 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, playing on those types of fields late in the season. And also gives our kids a little bit of excitement. They like being on the turf, and I think that just gives them another little potential opportunity to play on some nice fields and facilities.
Some travel involved for Fort Loramie football being in the NWC. You're the southernmost school, but the furthest away is perhaps, what, Convoy Crestview, hour 15, something like that?
Yeah, definitely the travel will be a lot better. Somebody had mentioned that Crestview was the farthest, and I did chuckle a little bit as I thought, thinking about going up to Lucas and Columbus Academy. So, you know, we've traveled. I do think there's something about traveling that helps prepare teams as you go down the tournament trail. You start to play in facilities that are farther away. So I think that gives us an opportunity to, you know, practice, so to speak, the travel for those teams. But, you know, everything's going to be a lot better. The travel will be reduced from where it is now. And so we're looking forward to that.
What impact does NWC participation with seven games locked in, 4 through 10, have then on your non-league schedule up front?
Obviously, weeks 4 through 10 will be league matchups. Weeks 1 through 3 will be non-league. We will continue to have our relationship with Minster in the opening round, opening week, and then weeks 2 and 3 will be open for now, and we'll look to fill those with opponents here soon.
And, of course, in other sports, the non-football sports, the relationship with the Shelby County Athletic League does continue.
Yeah, we're pleased. I think this worked out the best for everyone involved, because we still respect and appreciate a lot of the matchups and relationships we've built with Shelby County League teams, and we're glad to be able to continue those moving forward.
We alluded to the NWC schools, three or four of them having turf. How about the major gridiron upgrade at the Fort Loramie Football Stadium for this season?
Yeah, very pleased with how that project turned out. You know, our field was put in 2004. It really did a nice job holding up for about 20 years. But this past summer, Mercer Group put in new drainage and new turf, and it's just been a really outstanding addition to our football program, the playing surface, and the kids really enjoy it, and it really looks beautiful and adds to that beautiful facility.
This is Jack Kramer with Dan Holland, Superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools. We are talking at the half of Fort Loramie football tonight. The Redskins are taking on the Talawanda Brave. Moving to another topic of significant importance, the school rankings for Fort Loramie Elementary and the high school.
I couldn't be more excited. We just found out our elementary school was ranked in the top 1% of all districts in the state of Ohio.
Wow.
Our high school is in the top 5%. So, you know, looking back to our class of 2023, mm-hmm. you know, those 52 students graduated with $1.6 million in scholarships, which is outstanding. And I think that's just a tribute to the staff, to the hard work of our community and parents, to the students, and just the support of the Board of Education. I mean, we continue to succeed on the field, on the court, and we also succeed in the classroom, and so I couldn't be more pleased about that.
How about an update on the availability of mental health counseling?
Yeah, we were very excited last year. Our school was involved in the Match Day program in Shelby County. We raised a lot of money to go towards bringing mental health programming to our students. So that started in January of 23. That continued throughout this past semester. We serviced about 100 students in our schools, K through 12. We are going to participate in Match Day again this fall. And we are going to continue to offer that programming to our students. We feel like it's been one of the better things that we've done here within our school to help our students succeed.
Hey, let's hear about a new member of the staff, Lila, a golden doodle.
Yeah, Lila's been, she is a therapy dog. She just passed all her training and certifications. She's 6 months old. She works in both buildings. It's just been a real pleasure to have her around. Her behavior, her interaction with the kids, it's been nothing but positive. And that, you know, we've had conversations with students that haven't really said much in the past. Mm-hmm. You bring the dog into the classroom and those kids, they light up. You know, she serves a purpose, and that is to, you know, provide help with anxiety, anxiousness, and, you know, she helps with behaviors that take away from the educational delivery. So she does have a purpose. She does work, but she also eats and sleeps a lot. So, but no, we're pleased to have her, and it's been a really, really positive addition to the school system.
And you know about her so well because she's a member of the household with the Holland family.
She needs to get her sleep and awake hours more in line with everyone else, but the grocery bill has gone up a little bit. She's about going to be about 70 pounds when she's full grown, but she just really has brought a lot of positive things to everybody that she comes in contact with.
Therapy dog Lila, what a neat story here told by Fort Loramie Schools. Next major sport after football, hoops. Boys and girls basketball, and a new boys coach, athletic director Mitch Westerheide.
Yeah, Mitch went through the interview process, came out on top. There was a group of individuals that were responsible for that. He was their unanimous number one candidate. Mitch, I think, is going to bring a lot of things to our program. I'm looking forward to seeing him coach. I know it's a love that he has, and I know that that's something that he wants to continue to do. I also know that it takes a pretty supportive family to make that work, and I know his wife and kids are equally as excited, and I'm just really looking forward to a lot of the positive things that he'll bring to this program moving forward. I just wanted to add to very appreciative of what, you know, Scores Broadcast does for, you know, not just Fort Loramie Schools, but also schools in the surrounding area. You know, the support that you give, the opportunities that you give for people to listen to the games that aren't able to attend. You've just really done a great job of covering and promoting these student athletes, and we certainly appreciate that, and we hope that that continues.
Well, thank you so much, Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools at Fort Loramie. Thanks for those very kind words, Chuck.
He's a nice man, and he never misses a chance to come up and say hi to us and to thank us for being here. Never misses a chance.
Exactly the truth. Although now, hearing Dan, we'd better plan to continue to cover games 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027. Hard to believe it's been 18 years we've been doing this.
I will promise that I will finish this season unless I die first.
This game tonight or this season?
Both. Halftime here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead Oxford Talawanda 28-13. And Talawanda gets the ball to start the second half. We return with the kickoff in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. 28-13 Redskins over the Talawanda Braves. Fort Loramie getting set to kick off to open up action here in the second half. The Brave with two men back at the 10, and the ball bounces at the 20. Talawanda fields at the 11. Ooh, there's a hard hit up around the 17 or 18. Broken tackle. Returned by Demetrius Morris Williams up over the 30 to about the 35 or 36. Good return by him. Fine all-purpose player for Talawanda.
Yeah, I didn't catch the Loramie number, but somebody got blocked, and as he was spinning around, he bashed into the return man, but didn't knock him off his feet. The kid's got good balance.
First opportunity, Chuck. Excuse me. We're going to highlight that
24-yard touchdown run by Leach of Talawanda late in the second quarter. That will be our Wisebridge play of that period. Here is a pitch out on the play by the quarterback, Leach to Cantrell. He's hemmed in back at the 25, scrambles to the 29, and he's wrapped up right there. Late flag. Let's see what it's all about. It's against Talawanda. And I tell you what, if you're Fort Loramie, you take the result of that play.
Yeah. Unless it's a spot foul, and if that's a spot foul, that's about a 30-yard penalty.
Opening 18 seconds, second half of this game, 28-13, Fort Loramie in the lead over Talawanda. And let's see what has been ruled. Whatever the penalty was,
it was holding.
It was declined. So it's second down and about 17 to go for Talawanda. Line of scrimmage for the Brave at their own 29.
So they would have picked up three more yards, but they would have lost it down. That was the correct thing to do by Coach Wells.
Right. Here's the snap back to Leach. Looks like a run all the way. Cutback move at the line of scrimmage. He tries to step beyond the linebackers. Can't do it. Corralled. Nudge forward for one or two. That's it. Third and plenty for Talawanda. Third and 14 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Brave 31.5 yard line. Talawanda trying to build on momentum that it created late in that second quarter with a touchdown in the final half minute. A 4-yard run by the quarterback Leach. He bullied his way into the end zone. Extra point was no good. Short drop by Leach, and it's a fly pattern up the right side of the field. Jump ball, Fort Loramie territory at the 42, into the boundary, far into the Brave bench, incomplete.
Carter Gasson, nice defensive play.
He has been everywhere in the secondary. Boy, that pass been completed. It would have been a nearly 30-yarder. Valiant effort by Williams of Talawanda.
The pass was right on the money. Just a good defensive play.
That was a blanket job of coverage by Gasson of Fort Loramie. Here's the punt by Leach. And it's well done. Fair catch, Fort Loramie at the 33-yard line. That 4-yard run by Leach of Talawanda late in the second quarter was a big, big play for the Brave. A fourth downer got him back into the game within two scores. It was a wise play call for sure, and that was the Wisebridge play of that second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Redskins on first and 10 from the 34. Maurer loops a pass out in the right flat. It's caught on the play by Holland around the line of scrimmage. And he is corralled. Does manage to scurry for a few extra yards up over the 40 to the 41. Wound up gaining 6. That was like an in-sweep running play, a lateral forward pass across the field from Maurer to Holland. Looked like the running back for the Redskins jumped too soon on that play. Not noticed by the officials. Flat pass by Maurer upfield to the first down marker. And a hand in there by the Brave defender. Nicely.
Braden Glass.
Yes. 24, the cornerback, Braden Glass. Got a mitt in there to shake the ball free. Had it been caught, it would have been just enough for a first down. Instead, it is third and 3 or 4 to go for Fort Loramie to get a first down from the Redskins 41. The ball swung to Holland, running wide across the field. Penalty marker down. Holland uses the entire 53-yard width of the gridiron to get to the boundary in front of the Talawanda bench. He worked upfield very close to a first down. That's about a 30-yard play that gained 4, but it's negated by a penalty.
Well, you got
I think they're going to have to do a measurement. It's awfully close to a first down if they if they decline the penalty. Obviously, if it's first down, they won't decline it.
So Talawanda, I think, really has no choice but to take the penalty, no matter what results from the measurement. I mean, even if it's fourth and inches, you got to push him back.
I don't, because I don't think Laramie punts at this point.
No, not at the 44. 9:55 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie 28, Talawanda 13. Referees take their time and eventually signal holding on Fort Laramie. New line of scrimmage is the 33. Redskins can gain a first down out at the 44. Fort Laramie needs 11. Third down coming. 9:55 to go, third period. 28-13, Fort Laramie leads. Two receivers split wide right. Here's the snap back to Maurer. Short drop, pump fake, then fires up the left side. Oh, he loves that play. And running the pattern is Eilerman off his fingertips at the 50. Oh, he nearly hauled it in. That would have been splendid on both ends, throw and catch. And it's a fingertip too far.
Well, and a real nice job by Will Holland that time to pick up the blitz that gave him a chance to throw it.
Yep, good observation, Chuck. That running back's got to do that, because in order to complete a 20-yard pass play, you need an extra second or two back in the pocket. Fort Laramie denied, though. And Spencer Knopf into punt from his own 18. Low snap, traps it. Talawanda has got a return on for Demetrius Morris Williams, who fields on a bounce. Ooh, that was nearly drastic for Talawanda. He had black shirts all around him. He did secure the ball at the 31, fell forward to the 32-yard line.
That was a gutsy play by the young man.
Sure was. Any updates on Marion Local for sales?
I haven't got that one. The only one I just got was that Anna's leading Delphus St. John's 26-0 early in the third quarter.
Last we heard, Marion Local for sales 7-7 late in the second. Sydney out on top of Greenville. What was that score?
28-7.
28-7 in the second half. Leach at quarterback for Talawanda. He's got one, two, three receivers to the left and a slot to the left. Talawanda down 15 points, 28-13. A significant drive here. Leach calls his own number. He wiggles to the line of scrimmage and slips ahead for two. Fort Laramie stops him. Good interior defensive play by Brock McCumber. Call it second down and 7 for Talawanda. Down to 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dual receivers left, dual to the right. Throwing down for Leach. One step drop. Oh, he loves this pattern down the right side of the field to Demetrius Morris Williams, and he makes a brilliant running catch.
Wow.
Over the shoulder inside the 30 of Fort Laramie. Dynamite play. Leach's throw right on the button, and Williams concluded it at the other end. First and 10 Brave at the Fort Laramie 26-yard line. How many plays, how many yards did that go for, Chuck?
That was 38. His longest pass before that was 9.
Well, Leach spot on. He fakes a run, late pitch, ball carrier upended behind the line of scrimmage. Reedy couldn't get the corner turned. Penetration by Fort Laramie. 5 or 6 yard loss back to the 30. Very good tackle on the play.
I think it was Thomas Hoying, 16.
Thomas Hoying, dynamite by him for Fort Laramie. Woo! Second and long, big difference. Second and 15, second and 7 or 8. 8:14 left to go, third quarter. Snap back to Leach, looks right. Throws to one of his slot receivers 6 yards downfield in the middle, and it's knocked away by Fort Laramie at about the 23-yard line. No good, incomplete. Good defensive player, Douglas, for Talawanda in there on offense on that play. He was the intended receiver.
Lewis Hart knocked that one down. Good job.
Yes. Outstanding play by Hart. He's coming up big in that middle linebacking spot on defense, having been switched there a few weeks ago. Third and 14, Talawanda. Leach's 37 to throw. Long, wobbly pass, far side of the field for Demetrius Morris Williams, and he outjumps everybody at the 5. Gets to the 4. Goal to go. Terrific catch. What a throw by Leach. He's got extreme confidence in Demetrius Morris Williams, and at the apex of his jump, he high-pointed that football beautifully. Talawanda trying to make it a one-score game. First and goal from the 4. Leach gives to Cantrell, and he bangs into a pile at the 2 or 3, doesn't get in.
Got a player down for Loramie. Now he's back up.
28-13. Talawanda will have a decision to make if the Braves score. Do you cut it to 8 and kick the point?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you don't want to be down 9. Right. Now you're looking at it saying, now I've got to score twice again.
If you go for 2 and blow it, you're down 9. That's 2 scores. You're right on, Chuck. You think like I do, although a lot of coaches have a different method. Here's the snap back to Leach. Oh, Leach has hovered over behind the line of scrimmage. He stalled. Might have lost a yard. He's back at the 3. Excellent penetration by Fort Loramie. Well done by Ty Kemper. Good play by him. And with third and goal from the 3, Talawanda's faced with a couple big plays. 4 down territory, no field goal for sure. Down 28-13, 6:48 to go in the 3rd. Trips to the left for quarterback Leach. He rolls that way. Look, still looking. Throws back against the grain, and the receiver a yard deep in the end zone gets a fist on the ball but can't reel it in. Then on the rebound, Fort Loramie nearly made the pick 9 yards deep in the end zone.
I'm going to go back from my remark in the first half. This kid can throw the ball very well.
Oh, boy.
I think the first half he really didn't look like he was putting a lot on it, but he has been spot on here in the second half.
He's a playmaker. He's got all the skills. Cale Leach, 6'1 quarterback for Talawanda. He can throw. He can run. His field leadership is superb. Huge play here. 4th and 3. He scored on 4th and 4 late in the second quarter, and this time he's denied. Fort Loramie right up the gut with big time pressure, swarming Leach back at the 6 or 7 yard line.
Brock McCumber. What a play.
He sliced through. Leach didn't have a chance. It was like the Redskins were in the huddle of the Brave and knew exactly what was coming up. That's a big defensive stand by Fort Loramie, which takes over with 6:32 to go in the 3rd, leading 28-13. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 7. Here's the quarterback to Holland in the offensive backfield. He trudges to the line of scrimmage, dragged down from behind at the 6 or 7. No gain on the play. Well, what a super drive that was, but Talawanda, 2 great catches by Demetrius Morris Williams.
64 yards on the 2 completions.
A couple of money throws.
Just couldn't get in the end zone.
In that drive to Leach. But Talawanda did not have the right plays called inside the 5-yard line, and Fort Loramie stopped him on downs. 2nd and 10, Holland, left guard, a wave of black shirts out in front. Look at Holland churn up over the 20. Knocked down finally at the 21 or 2. He's got the first down. Will Holland exploding, getting Fort Loramie out from the shadow of its goalposts. His knee touchdown at the 19. 1st and 10, Redskins, who lead 28-13. And now if you're Fort Loramie, the formula is eat clock, run the football, score points, and go up 3 scores at the end of the 3rd quarter. Holland again, dancing, line of scrimmage, picks his way, has a little opening, and he slices through to the 26. He chugged for an even 6 yards on the play. Second down and four, Fort Loramie. Down to 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead, 28-13.
Well, Talawanda made up some ground in clock management that last drive.
Yep.
Just didn't get any points on the board.
Yep. That was a crucial defensive stand by Fort Loramie, halting Talawanda inside the five on four plays. Redskins run it on second down and short over right guard. And look at that forward thrust by the offensive line. And it's a first down for Fort Loramie out to the 31. Tackle made by Clayton Bennett for Talawanda, not before the Redskins picked up the first.
Loramie had 9 first downs in the first quarter. They now have 11.
Talawanda has adjusted.
They have. They stiffened. With that 90-yard kickoff return by Holland, that was a backbreaker for the Braves.
Very good point. Here's a handoff offensive backfield. Oh, look at that pursuit by Talawanda. Penetration. Tackle made behind the line. Loss of 1 or 2. Looks like Owen King, defensive lineman, in there on the hit. Assistance from Alex Farrell, a defensive lineman as well. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie, under 4 to go in the third. 28-13, Redskins lead the Brave. It has been a scoreless third period of action. Maurer, play action, faked it to Holland, rolled right, threw downfield to the 40-yard line of the Brave. Good play by the linebacker cutting in front, nearly made the interception at the 45. Ball thrown not quite long enough.
Well, not enough was 10 yards behind him, and he just could not get enough on it to get it out there. Linebacker made a heck of a play.
He sure did. That was nicely done by Dillhoff. We've called his name a lot tonight. He's been everywhere for the Brave, and he tracked downfield quite a distance. That ball was thrown 25, 30 yards. Dillhoff rallied to the ball and knocked it away from the receiver. Here's Maurer throwing on third and 10. It's a quick seam in the middle, wide of the mark, nearly intercepted at the 42-yard line by the Brave. Ball thrown for Cole Barhorst. Quarterback Derek Hacker nearly made the intercept. And Talawanda stalls Fort Loramie's offense. Redskins have to punt. 3:39 to go, third quarter. Still anyone's game. 2-touchdown difference. 28-13 Fort Loramie. Very young Talawanda team, hit with injuries last couple weeks. But after a sluggish couple stretches in the first half, Talawanda's picked it up since late second quarter. And the Brave have adjusted to Fort Loramie's offense. And as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, 9 quick first downs by Fort Loramie, all in, what, the first quarter, Chuck?
About the first 7 minutes of the first quarter.
And only a couple cents. Lou snapped and off the punter, and he manages to trap it, then get the kick away, hits at the 45, and rolls to the 40. Talawanda starts first and 10. First and 10 for the Brave. 3.5 to go here in the third, and Fort Loramie's up by 15. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I was going to say, Marion leads Versailles 14-7 in the fourth quarter.
Ooh, it's a tight one, as we thought it would be. That's at Maria Stein. 1-touchdown advantage for the Flyers over the Tigers.
What a defense to be holding Versailles to 7 points.
Right. Good point. First down run of 6 by Talawanda. It was Reedy around the right side. Pushed the ball out to the 47. Second down and four for the Brave with 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie on top, 28-13. I'll be anxious, Chuck, to see an update on that Lehman Bethel score. Last we heard, 14-14, second period. Leach brings his team up. Brave down to 15, 3 yards short of the 50. Here is the quarterback, Leach, keeping. Faked the ball off in the play to Cantrell. Leach tried to swerve around right in, couldn't do it. Fort Loramie didn't go for the misdirection. And the Redskins were waiting on him at the 45-yard line. Good last tackle made by Brock McCumber, who's wearing 51 tonight in black instead of 50, which I think is his normal number. Third and six, Leach with time. Open receiver as he hit prematurely in the back at the 45. The official says no. Ball a bit high, timing perfect in the secondary by Fort Loramie, and I think that was Maxwell Maurer.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that was absolutely, the timing couldn't have been better.
That was going to be about a 15-yard gain or at least a 10-yard gain and a first down over at the Fort Loramie 44 or 45. Maurer with a timely smack in the back of the receiver. No penalty flag, and Talawanda's got to punt. Line of scrimmage, the Brave 45. 2:44 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up by 15 points. O'Leach took the high snap, decided to run at the last second, and wow, like magic, he hustles around right in. He's got the first down with a yard or two to spare. He zipped across the 50, hustled to the 48. Man, oh man, Chuck, he got just what he needed. Do you think that was a design fake or no?
I think he has the option on every time if he sees something truly, because he's that good of an athlete. And that time he looked, he saw the right side kind of caved a little bit. Nice play. He is an athlete, because Wells was correct.
And knowing Coach Stuckert's faith in Leach, I'd agree with you, Chuck. On his own back there, well done. Leach handoff up the middle. It's Cantrell. Cantrell spurts to the 45 of Fort Loramie. Dropped it. I think he got it back at the 44. Redskins say they got it. The officials come in and rule Fort Loramie football. Oh, a big fumble at the 44 in Fort Loramie's half. Talawanda had gotten a lift. A fourth down run, punt formation by Leach. He rambled for about 13 or 14. Actually ran for like 25 from way back in punt formation. And then on first and 10, Talawanda coughs up the short running play.
Well, good for Loramie.
2 minutes left, third quarter. First and 10 at the Redskins 44. Maurer up the middle behind his center. Powers his way for three. Line of scrimmage, the 47. Right behind that offensive front. Braden Filling, Roger Hoing, Ben Plyman. Second down, seven, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins' 47-yard line. Six touchdowns, first half, Chuck. Not a nothing here in the third quarter.
And Talawanda's had two drives that they just gave the ball up.
Yep. Fort Loramie elects to run it. Second and seven. Conservative play call. Pickup of one. Line of scrimmage, the 48. Third and six, Fort Loramie.
Well, I mean, right now you're calling the game. You don't want to call it not to lose, but you also don't want to take a lot of chances.
Field position, so important. Redskins 3 yards short of the 50, thanks to that fumble by Talawanda just across the 50.
Well, the scary part is if you punt, you're going to be punting the ball to Demetrius Morris-Williams,
right,
who is a monster.
Oh, here's a pump fake, a pass down the middle by Maurer. Eilerman dead run. Yes, he's got it. 25-20, caught from behind down at the 16-yard line. Maxwell Maurer faked to Barhorst on the out pattern and threw down the middle a tight seam route run by Eilerman. And at 6'3", 6'4", Boy, he loves to reach up, make that over-the-shoulder grab a la Willie Mays, yep. And Maurer threw it right there on the spot.
That pass has been open all evening. That was the first time he had a chance to stand there and throw the ball to him.
Yep, he had some time in the pocket. Redskins throw it right flat again, and it's good enough for a big yardage down inside the 5 to the 3.
That gets Thomas Hoeing. Run that little bubble screen right there.
Nicely done getting Thomas Hoeing into the flow. You're right, Chuck. That was that fire drill screen in the right flat. It worked the ball down to the 3-yard line. McAfee saved the touchdown for Talawanda, but not on this play as the Redskins run it in for 6. Talawanda turns it over across the 50, and Fort Loramie made quick work going the final 55 yards or so in a half a dozen plays.
That is the fourth touchdown tonight for Mr. Holland.
Good run by Will. Offensive line has been splitting open some holes. Extra point try to make it 35-13.
Nope.
The kick up and away by Aiden Boland. Hooking, and he overcooked it to the left. No good. 19 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 34, Talawanda 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Yep, final seconds, third quarter, and Fort Loramie, after the touchdown, tried what appeared to be some kind of an onside kick, a dribbler that went about 15 yards, and Talawanda almost mishandled it, did recover. Now the Brave have good field position.
Yeah, that was Reedy, and he just almost gave it back up.
Uh-huh. Talawanda's at the 46, 18 ticks on the clock, 34-13 Fort Loramie. Cale Leach, the QB. Very short drop. Quick hitter, right flat. Yes. Demetrius Morris Williams. He's got it at the 49. Makes a man miss across the 50. Spinning, turning, and twisting to the 45, maybe the 44. Wow. He squeezed 10 out of that, Chuck, and that is a first down right in the nose.
Should have been maybe a 2-yard gain, and the kid got 10. I've already got him written down, Clancy's.
So. Yeah, he's been splendid.
He and the quarterback have been outstanding.
Demetrius Morris Williams for Talawanda. Time expires in the third quarter. 34-13 Fort Loramie after 3. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
We start the fourth quarter, and the Talawanda Brave have a first and 10 running play off left guard for two. Ball carried from the Fort Loramie 44-yard line down to the 42. It was Cantrell who banged forward. Tackle made on the play by Bruns of Fort Loramie. Opening 30 seconds. Fourth quarter of this game, 34-13 Fort Loramie. Here's Cale Leach to throw, lobbing it to guess who down the near sideline. Oh, there's interference for about 10 yards.
Oh, yeah, he did. He held him. I don't know why he's complaining. He made contact twice.
Yep. Fort Loramie all over Demetrius Morris Williams, who simply cannot be covered.
He's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Lightning speed, and he's got a knack for managing to get away from pretty tight coverage, and he's got good hops. He's gone in the air, high-pointed a few balls thrown by Leach in this game. That's a 15-yard step off. Talawanda now in business. First down chain has not been moved. Possession just outside the Fort Loramie 30. Let's whip these first down workers into shape.
I was going to say, well, it was a pass interference. It's a 15-yard penalty, so it's got to be a first down.
Yeah. New line of scrimmage outside the Fort Loramie 30, and we've got a delay as the first down stake is advanced eventually. 40 seconds into the fourth quarter, 34-13 Fort Loramie. Leach looking beneath Williams. Another man is targeted down at the 25. It's in the right flat. It's no good. Incomplete. Ball intended for Braden Douglas.
He's a sophomore. Boy, yeah. He looks like an athlete, doesn't he?
Yes. He's got good size, good body on him. Couldn't reel in the forward pass from Leach. Would have been about a 6-yard gain. Instead, it's second and 10. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 11:17 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 34 and Talawanda 13. And we got a whistle prior to the snap and a late timeout called by the Brave. Less than a minute gone, or I should say, yeah, less than a minute gone here in the fourth. 11:17 to go in the game. 34-13 Fort Loramie. Talawanda driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Very important series for Talawanda, second down and 10. And as we come back to live action, well, nothing live occurs. A penalty marker, pre-snap foul. It's going to come up against the Brave.
Well, he went up to the line, and he was getting ready to reset, and the back who had already set moved. That's the back's fault.
Right. Second down 15 for the Brave, who backpedaled to the 37. Can get a first down at the Fort Loramie 22. Second down, two receivers wide left. Demetrius Morris Williams down here at the bottom. Leach looks this way, firing end zone, receiver open, open at the one. Oh, he can't hang on. Wow.
That would have been maybe the easiest catch he had tonight.
He was available. That looked like Conrad Wyatt. I thought it was 21. I may be mistaken. If my eyes failed me, I apologize. That young man is a freshman, may not have been 21, but nonetheless, open receiver. It was a touchdown ball. Should have been six.
Yep, just didn't pull it in.
And that one hurts for the Brave.
He had been running nothing but fly patterns down the sideline. That time, he ran it down, and then he ran a slant, and he was wide open.
Third and 15, Leach under some pressure now, rolls right into the boundary. A receiver comes back for the football and makes a very good catch in the field of play near the first down stake at the 22 or 23 yard line. It's right at the post. Let's see what the officials say. It goes for 15, first down, right on the money. Spot on. Well done, Beleach.
Pickett is a sophomore.
And that was on the receiving.
That was Morris Williams again.
It wasn't really. Here's Leach firing near sideline. Catch at the 15-yard line, and the receiver ridden out of bounds at the 13. Demetrius Morris Williams is the workhorse right now for the Brave.
And like I said, a sophomore.
Leach just a junior. And Coach Stuckert, who inherited a young team, is going to have most all of these young men back next year for a dynamite season. Timeout called, Fort Loramie, 10:57 to go in the game. Redskins up 34-13. Talawanda posing a serious threat. Second and two at the 15 when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Well, again, a final score from Maria Stein. Marion Local 14, Versailles 13.
13. We're assuming that they went for two. They might have missed the extra point, but the guess is on the road, you try to win it.
Marion led 14-7. Versailles a late six. Extra point or points denied, and Marion Local is the victor. Here is Leach back to pass. He looks middle of the field from the right hash. He throws a bullet. It is snared by a receiver for the Brave at the six-yard line. Nicely done on the play by the wideout for the Talawanda Brave. Good catch by, I think, Braden Douglas on the slant. And Fort Loramie drove him down right away, but it's goal to go, 8-yard line for Leach and company. He rolls right, looking for Demetrius Williams. Ball's on the ground at the 1-yard line. It is ruled complete. Oh, boy, it looked like it might have been trapped. The officials say yes. Completed pass at the 1.5. Second and goal for Talawanda to make this a 34-20 game. And because Fort Loramie missed its last kick, Talawanda most assuredly will kick after this next score should the Brave punch it in. 10 minutes to go. We have a second down and two or three to go for a touchdown situation after Leach sneaked it for one. Previous line of scrimmage was outside the two. He got it to the 1-yard line. And the official scoreboard says third and goal.
That's correct.
And we've got a pileup at the goal line. Leach tried to make it, and the late mechanics by the official indicate touchdown. Cale Leach used that 6-foot-1-inch frame to sneak it in up over the top of the pile. And the Talawanda Brave, who have been stopped on a couple of deep drives in this game tonight, get six here to make it 34-19 with 9:32 to go. Talawanda got off to a slow start throwing the football, but I tell you what, has revved up the passing game, and that was a big ticket last week for Talawanda against Eaton Carroll. Run and pass both. Uh-oh, it is an end around. Is that Demetrius Morris Williams on the try for 2 points after? Talawanda did not kick it, faked it. Demetrius Morris Williams is bumped out of bounds, a yard short of the end zone. The try for points, no good, as Talawanda tried to make it a 13-point game and was stopped. 34-19, Fort Loramie up by 15 with 9:32 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna, to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
A good play by Fort Loramie on the kickoff. Fair catch of a little pop-up blooper at the 36-yard line. First and 10 Redskins, who need a long time-consuming drive. That would put a hurt on the Brave, whose offense has really shown up, Chuck, over the last two and a half quarters.
Yeah, I mean, they've played really much better. They've made some mistakes that probably, you know, cost them from being in a one-score game.
Mm-hmm. Maurer at quarterback for Fort Loramie, and he calls his own number, and he cuts right up the middle. He's got a good gainer. He fights ahead for eight out to the 45-yard line. Second down and two upcoming. Watch the clock. We near 9 minutes. Fort Loramie, two timeouts left. Talawanda, two timeouts left. 34-19 our score. Fort Loramie in the lead. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 45. Talawanda just scored a touchdown, missed the 2 points after. I think Chuck's theory was right. The snap was high. Holder thought, man, I can't get the ball down. Talawanda elected to skirt the corner, couldn't fight it in. And Fort Loramie's just picked up a first down right at the 50 on a short advance. First and 10 Redskins, 49-yard line of Fort Loramie. 8 minutes, 40 seconds to go in this game. And Talawanda can ill afford to give up points on this drive. Brave need a stop immediately. Two receivers to the right for Maxwell Maurer and company. He's back at the 45. Inside handoff, Will Holland. He's kicking those gears up and down. Stays on his feet. 46, 45, 44, the Brave, before he is yanked down on the play by Hainlein. New line of scrimmage, the 44 of Talawanda. Second down, 3 yards to go for a first down. 8 minutes even to go in the fourth. 34-19, Fort Loramie on top. Again, a final score for Marion Local. Flyers 14, Versailles Tigers 13 in a thriller. Versailles scored last, but probably went for two, didn't make it. Hand off to Holland, tripped up at the 46. Wow, stellar play by the Talawanda Brave. Nicely done. Clayton Bennett slashed through and cut the pins out from under Holland. Line of scrimmage, the 46, third and five for Fort Loramie. If the Redskins don't get the first down here, Chuck, you have to punt the football.
I don't think that you can give them the chance to get within one score.
Nope. 7 minutes to play in the game. Maurer in the spread at the 50, takes the snap, runs up the middle, runs into a blocker in front. The play is stoned by Talawanda, and it results in a two-yard loss, and Fort Loramie will punt from the Talawanda 48-yard line with 6:48 to go, both teams with two timeouts remaining.
Oh, they can't go. They're looking like they're going to go for this. They can't go for this.
Owen King stuffed that last play for the Brave. And here comes Spencer Knopf on the field. And, boy, you've got to make sure that Demetrius Morris-Williams cannot turn this punt return into a big offensive play. I would kick it to the far side, the wide side of the field, and toward the boundary. And Knopf does just that, and it's a pretty good kick. Way away from Demetrius Morris-Williams, lands at the 21-yard line, takes a Fort Loramie hop down around the 15. Redskins will take that.
Nice punt.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. He kicked it away from the playmaker.
I think Knopf had his scores, broadcast.com.
He's got his phone. He's listening. He's radio.
He had his earpiece in. He sure did.
That's his radio on the phone.
That was the dynamite play. Beautiful punt by Knopf. First and 10, Talawanda Brave. Line of scrimmage, the 14 in Talawanda's end. The visitors trail Fort Loramie, 34-19. 6 minutes to go in this game. Let's see what Leach and company can do. The quarterback's at the 7. His pass left sideline is good for 7.
What a catch.
Yeah, that was a leaping catch on the play. Carter Gasson covered. Hauled in by Aiden Voorhees. I believe that was 22 Voorhees. There's Caleb Maurer in the booth. And Dan Holland, superintendent, who was our halftime guest tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Leach throwing long, middle of the field, and it's a jump ball at the 40-yard line. Uh-oh, late penalty marker. I'm not sure I saw that as the official did, but I tell you what, I'm a mile away, and he was about 15 feet away.
What I saw was that the defender never turned and looked for the ball. He just face guarded him. That's a penalty. You got to turn. You got to at least turn your head and look, and he didn't.
Now, it's not a spot foul.
No.
In the NFL, that's a 35-yard penalty.
Yes, it is. Because the NFL is wanting people to watch for all the offense.
Right. So it's a walk-off of 15. Talawanda possession out of the 37. Very close call. You may have nailed it, Chuck, on the face guarding.
I think when I watched it, when he threw the flag, I wasn't surprised.
Referee was right there all over it. He sold it. And we play on, first and 10, Talawanda at the 37 with 5:32 to go, 34-19. Fort Loramie leads, timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today. Because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Still no update on Bethel Lehman. We'll try to get it to you if we can. Last we heard, 14-14. Midway through the contest, big Three Rivers Conference clash here at Fort Loramie, 5:32 to go. Talawanda Brave with the football in their own end at the 37. First down, 10 yards to go following the pass interference. 35 yards downfield on Fort Loramie. Here's Leach, kind of a quarterback draw, stutter steps, meets resistance behind the line. He doesn't go down. In fact, there's a heap of about 7 or 8 players, 3 white jerseys from Talawanda, at least 5 from Fort Loramie. And the player, or I should say the running play, is stagnated a yard behind the line. Talawanda confronts a second and 11 One timeout left for Fort Loramie. Two remaining for Talawanda. The Brave just might be in four-down territory at this point as we creep under the five-minute mark. Two-score lead for Fort Loramie, up by 15. Snap to Leach at the 31, sprint out to the right. He's looking down the near side of the field, and it's thrown behind the receiver. I was following Demetrius Morris-Williams, Chuck,
yeah.
And he cut over the middle of the field and had his jersey tugged on ever so slightly.
Well, that's kind of the only way I've seen him be able to guard him tonight. Only, like I said, only a sophomore. I'm looking forward to seeing that kid's name in the paper.
Third and 11 for Talawanda. Line of scrimmage, the Brave 35. Just over the 35-yard line. Call it the 36. Leach in the pocket, play action. Here's a high looping pass. Down the left sideline, it's much too far. Fort Loramie had it pretty well covered. Ball thrown for Voorhees, who's gotten in on a few patterns here in the last several minutes or so. Fourth and 11 for the Brave. It's do or die. 4:38 to go. You've got to get two scores, which means you hang on to the ball on this possession and get seven any way you can. Fourth and 11, line of scrimmage, the Brave 36. Fort Loramie needs a good pass rush here, and you got a double team. Demetrius Morris-Williams on the outside. Talawanda may have utilized a timeout. The Brave did. 4:38 to go. Fort Loramie up 15. Fourth and 11 for Talawanda when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, here's a nice forward pass by Leach. He sprints out of the pocket on the dead run. Numbers near side. Fires downfield to Demetrius Morris-Williams, who comes back to snare it right at the 50-yard line. It's good enough for about 16 and a first down.
Speaking of 16, that is how many first downs that Talawanda now has in the game.
Wow. Out first downing Fort Loramie.
They are by one.
Yep. Here is Leach in the pocket, back at the 42, sprints out. He may run with it. No, he doesn't tuck it. Fires behind a receiver at the 31-yard line. Talawanda lineman did not hold. Leach scrambled out of the pocket. Might have gained 4 or 5 had he run it. We're down to 4:12 to go. Time of the essence for the Brave, who trail by 15 points, each team with a timeout to go.
He has a timeout. If he would have ran that, he would have maybe got 4 or 5 yards.
Right.
And they would have lost 15 to 20 seconds on the clock.
Would have. You're right. 1, 2, 3 receivers. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Leach. He's in the pocket. Looks right. And it's a trick play. It's thrown in the right flat. Caught 4 yards downfield by Morris. By Demetrius Morris-Williams, who then, I think, pitched to a teammate.
Who's the old hook and ladder.
He ran out of real estate, nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They were too close to the sideline.
That play was pulled off on the very short side. There wasn't enough room.
You throw that at the numbers,
Right. And I think they scored a touchdown on that because there was nobody behind it.
I'd agree. It only went for three. Third and seven at the 47 of Fort Loramie. Leach in the pocket, wants to go deep. Can he run it? Oh, he's got wide open space. There he goes. It's a track meet. Leach, 45, 40, slides to the 39. He got to the first down stake and went down. Clock stops momentarily. Chain is advanced. Talawanda starting to threaten inside the 40 of Fort Loramie. 3:57 to go. 34-19, Redskins lead by 15 points. Two receivers right for the quarterback, Leach of Talawanda. One back, Reedy alongside. Here's Leach throwing a high pop-up floater down the left side. Receiver cut in toward the field of play. Leach threw it to the boundary. No good. And it's second down and 10. Clock comes to a halt. 3:42 left.
They threw 10 passes in the first half. They've thrown 20 here in the second half.
Yep, Talawanda opened it up last week against Carroll and blistered the Patriots 37-21. Much better combo of run pass. But Talawanda a week ago, and it's on display tonight. Leach in the pocket, looks, throwing. Does he have a receiver on the run? It's a brilliant try for an over-the-shoulder diving catch at the goal line. But guess who? Demetrius Morris-Williams. But he cannot quite hang on. Ooh, if that ball's 6 inches shorter, Chuck, it might have been a touchdown.
Well, we got third down now. Loramie just needs to suck it up here, make two more plays, and get the game over with. They don't want to be in a one-score game, even if there's not much time left.
Exactly. 3:36 to go in the fourth. 34-19, Fort Loramie leads. Third and 10 for Talawanda. 39 of Fort Loramie. Leach in the pocket. He looks middle of the field for a receiver who goes up. Fort Loramie tries to make the pick. Can't do it. Caught. It's caught. Brilliant catch by Talawanda.
Ryan, look at that again. Ryan Wright, that's hard to say.
Yes, he has been in on offense on a number of plays here in the second half. What a catch by Wright. Dazzling play by him. Fort Loramie nearly batted it down. Line of scrimmage is the 11. First and 10, Leach is motioning toward his receivers. Leach is running wide. He gets a block, stays on his feet. 10, 5, 1 yard line. Very close to the first down. It was first and 10 from the 11. Ryan Wright just made a terrific catch seconds ago by Talawanda. That's going to be our Wisebridge play call here in just a moment. 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Uh-oh, penalty marker late thrown against the Brave. And that keeps Talawanda from having a first and goal at the one. It is now first and 20 from the 21-yard line. The Brave can get a first down at the one. Leach in the pocket. Out pattern. Open receiver down at the 8. Ball is a bit high. Leaping catch attempt. Incomplete. That could have been caught by Douglas.
Yeah, he was right on the sideline, though. I'm sure he was watching where his feet were as he tried to go up and make the catch.
Very close to being completed. You're right, Chuck. Receiver trying to do double duty. Stay in bounds. Catch it at the same time. Scoreboard reads second down. Is that? Yes, it is.
That's
second
right.
Down. Second down and 20 from the 21 of Fort Loramie. Leach in the pocket. Fort Loramie rushing up the middle. Ball thrown end zone. Leaping attempt by Talawanda. It is incomplete. 5 yards deep in the end zone. And it was the receiver, McAfee, who hung himself out, suspending his body 3-4 yards off the ground, or I should say 3-4 feet off the ground, and nearly made a terrific catch. He was outstretched for it, got hands on it, couldn't pluck it. Third and 20, Talawanda, 21-yard line of Fort Loramie, 3 minutes, a second to go in the game. Redskins up 15, each team with one timeout to go. Trips to the left for the quarterback. Snap to Leach, looks middle of the field. He wants to run. Fort Loramie says, no, not on my watch. And two or three defensive players for the Redskins are alert. and they drag down Leach at the 24-yard line. No, behind the 25 at the 27. He lost a few, and now they've got to go for broke. Fourth down, fourth and 26 from the 27 for Talawanda. This ball's got to go to the end zone or very close to it. Here is a late whistle, perhaps a timeout by Fort Loramie. Redskins use their last one. 2:23 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 34. Talawanda 19. The Brave down to perhaps their last play. Fourth and 26 to go from the Loramie 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, the Pittsburgh Pirates went ahead of the Reds late. Ninth inning, 6-5 Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would win the season series with a victory tonight. It would be the Pirates' seventh victory over the Reds, who are trying to benefit from the Diamondbacks being beaten by the Yankees and the Marlins being beaten by the Brewers. But the Reds simply have found base hits and runs hard to come by here in the last few weeks. 2:23 to go in this game. Talawanda Brave, 4th and 26 from the Fort Loramie 27. Fort Loramie leads by 15 points. Short drop to Leach. He's under some pressure. He runs. He breaks one tackle. Makes one more man miss. Running out of real estate into the sideline. The Fort Loramie bench out of bounds around the 20, and that should do it. Well, Talawanda made a brave challenge here tonight against Fort Loramie and took this game down to the final 2 minutes, Chuck, 34-19. Redskins will force Talawanda to finish out their timeout complement. One left for the Brave. Redskins a first and 10. Ball marked for play at the 20. Give Talawanda great credit. Probably outplayed Fort Loramie, what, the last two and a half, three quarters?
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Till this run.
Oh, look at Will Holland go over left tackle. Makes a man miss. Cuts it back. He's at the 35-40. Plows to the 45. A 25-yard scamper on the play by Holland. And that will do it. 34-19, Fort Loramie in the lead. 2 minutes left here in the fourth period. Stubborn effort, but Talawanda and splendid performances by Leach, the quarterback, and Demetrius Morris-Williams, the wide receiver. Good running on the part of Reedy, supplemented by Cantrell. And adjustments made throughout the game, but Talawanda's defense, easy for me to say. Good adjustments, but Talawanda tonight late in this game, or I should say since the second quarter, to slow down Fort Loramie's run-pass attack. Well done by the Brave. But Fort Loramie got that kickoff return, Chuck, as you so noted. A kickoff return by Will Holland. That was a super big play in this game because the Redskins didn't even have to earn a first down to get that 6 points. That was a big turn of events. And then a goal line stand by Fort Loramie in this contest, denying Talawanda points. Keep in mind, Talawanda knocked on the door a couple times early second half and didn't score points. Down to 42 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with a third and 11 coming up as the Redskins continue to run the ball. Talawanda not executing its final timeout. Under a half minute left. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. That 25-yard run by Will Holland will be the play of the fourth quarter that put this game away. Hand off Holland. He goes to one knee at the 41 or 42-yard line, and that is going to do it. 25-yard run by Will Holland late in this game put Fort Loramie in winning position. We now have 11 seconds to go. Fine run by Holland, who tonight looked like he was fired right out of a cannon numerous times. He had a quick burst, strong, fresh legs. That run by Holland from the 20 to the 45 was a wise play call. And that was the WiseBridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to WiseBridge, 937-518-1776, WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Thank you so much, WiseBridge. On the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC, WiseBridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Final seconds ticking down. Fort Loramie runs it on third and 12. And the Redskins do not make it. The clock goes down to 2.7. We'll have an exchange of possession. Talawana gets the ball for one final play from the Fort Loramie 49. Talawana had one timeout remaining. Fort Loramie essentially got one first down and then went to the ground on three plays. Not quite able to finish off the clock. And here's Talawanda to the line of scrimmage. There's the wind-up motion by the official, and that's it. Fort Loramie finally puts away the Talawanda Brave by a final score of 34-19. Thought it might be a rout early on, Chuck. Turned into a pretty good football game.
It absolutely did.
We'll return to wrap it up from here at Fort Loramie Stadium in just a moment. Redskins 34, Talawanda Brave 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Bill. Redskins get it done as we say goodbye to Phil Barhorst.
Yep, buzz-a-bye, Phil.
Yep, who just left the broadcast booth here at Fort Loramie. Oxford Talawanda Brave, a real good last two-and-a-half quarters, outplayed Fort Loramie over that stretch, but Fort Loramie with a strong enough charge out of the gate tonight. Had a touchdown run on a kickoff return by Will Holland. It covered 90. That was perhaps our biggest scoring play of this game.
Yeah, he was huge.
Cale Leach, quarterback for Talawanda, as advertised, along with a dynamite outside receiver in Demetrius Morris Williams. And this game was not put away by Fort Loramie until a stop on downs by the Redskins defense with a couple minutes to go in the fourth period.
Yeah, I mean, I give Talawanda credit. They got here late. There's no good way to get here from Oxford. They started out, they got kind of punched in the mouth early, but they made a game of it, and they can be proud of the effort. They're not going to be happy they lost to a Division VII school, but it happens. I mean, it's a good football team. Laramie's got a good football team. They're so much better than what we watched the first 2 weeks. They've just improved that much.
Yep, have indeed. A quick look at the numbers, a capsule, Chuck.
Yep, 379 total yards for Fort Laramie, 176 on the ground, 193 in the air, very balanced. Talawanda had 357 total yards and 17 first downs, 146 rushing, 212 throwing it. Turned the ball over twice. The big touchdown kickoff return by Will Holland was huge. I'm going to go with Will Holland and Brock McCumber for the Clancy's players on the Laramie side.
Yep.
And on the Talawanda side, I'm going to go with Demetrius Moses Williams.
Morris
Williams.
And Leach, perhaps, the quarterback?
Well, sure, give him one since he's not getting anything anyway.
There you go. A pair on both sides. A great game tonight. Turned out to be a good one. And not decided till very late. Those are our Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
So many thanks to one of our fine sponsors, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. We talked about Cutaway earlier in the game. I'd like to remind you, open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's our experience at Cutaway, your style. Let us know what you want. We will create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins victorious, final tally 34-19. Next week, Fort Loramie is home to Norwalk St. Paul before finishing the year with three straight games on the road. Up north against Van Buren, then at Lucas, and then Lima Central Catholic on a Saturday afternoon.
Maybe they'll just stay up in Van Buren, practice, and then just go to Lucas the next week.
There you go. Redskins, with the victory here tonight, have taken the record to, let's see, this is week six, 3-3.
3-3.
3-3 on the year. Oxford Talawanda falls to 1-5. Talawanda's got three straight league games coming up, and unusually, they're all at home. Northwest, Harrison, and Mount Healthy the next 3 weeks for Talawanda, which is 1-5 after tonight's setback. Game effort by head coach Andy Stuckert's team, but not enough. Fort Loramie built that early lead, and Talawanda could never quite catch up. Fort Loramie's defense was good enough in the second half at the right times to seal the victory.
Yeah, they stiffened when they had to.
Right, yep, just enough.
But they had some players. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll tell you what, that quarterback and that receiver, those two young men, junior, sophomore, I think Loramie happy that they won't be seeing them in the future.
Yeah, this was the first ever meeting in football between Division 7 Fort Loramie, Division 2 Talawanda, probably the last, because next year Fort Loramie jumps into the Northwest Conference. League play, three non-league, then seven league contests. Talawanda virtually an independent league affiliation, three league games. They sought seven independents on their football schedule. Fort Loramie was one this year. But to Fort Loramie next year in the NWC, we'll have just three league games to open up. Minster for sure, League One, weeks two and three, perhaps up in the air.
All right.
Next week, it's Versailles Anna from Anna's Booster Field. Versailles fell a point short of Marion Local, 14-13.
Today. They'll either be incredibly fired up or they will be down.
Any other final scores?
No, I think...
We never did get a Bethel Lehman.
Lehman up 31-21 in the fourth.
Woo. Wow. That's 31 points, I think, 2 weeks in a row for Lehman, which is starting to catch fire in offense. Sydney blew out Greenville.
49-7. And that was without Spradling. Mm-hmm. He's out until probably the 10th game is what they're saying.
Okay. Thanks for that update, Chuck. That's it from here at Redskin Stadium on the campus of Fort Loramie High School. So many thanks to Andy Stuckert, the coaching staff at Talawanda. We visited the Brave campus earlier this week and had a fine time. Beautiful football facility. Gorgeous, sprawling campus east of Miami. East of the Miami University campus in Oxford. I thought it was maybe, not east, more like south. I thought it was maybe Miami U South. when I got on the Talawanda campus. Yeah. But it's a gorgeous campus south of Miami campus in Oxford. And thanks to Andy, all the staff, and his associates there at Talawanda. Next week, airtime, 6:25. It's Versailles Anna, kickoff at 7. We'll have coaches Marino and Jones in the pregame. Join us then. You never know, could be a pretty good game, like Chuck just noted.
for sales could be either sky high or maybe a little flat at the outset of that game. Yep. Anna obviously played very well tonight, blew out Delphi St. John's,
who has reconsidered, and they are now not going to stay in the MAC.
just joking, of course.
Yeah, sorry. Joking.
Thanks to our great online audience who endured a very late start tonight, no kickoff until about 7:15 or so, and a late conclusion to this game as well. Thanks to our online audience, as my voice gives way here at the end of the night. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie. Final score, Redskins 34, Talawanda Brave 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.